The following is an exclusive sports presentation from 102.3 FM KGDC2. Our regularly scheduled programming to bring you a KGDC2 sports special. Join us as the College Place High School Hawks take the field for exciting gridiron action. And now, here are the voices for Hawks football, Danny Van Vliet and Jason Watson on Walla Walla's KGDC2.
Welcome to Hawks Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Danny Van Vliet, joined by my ever so excited cohort, Jason Watson, as tonight's matchup is your Hawks against the Walloook Warriors. Now, Walloook hasn't had the best record so far this year, although they are a little bit better than your Hawks with one win so far in the season, and that was a couple weeks back. That's going to be on the 19th of September. It's against Kai Benton, a 30-6 win over that. So, going to be a good night tonight. We'll see. It's going to be evenly matched up. We have a conversation with the coach and some notes from that coming at you. We got our thoughts about the game. We got all sorts of fun stuff coming up. Thanks for spending time with us here on Hawks Radio. The game is going to start in about 20 minutes, but first, more of our deliciously sounding voices. But first, we're going to pay some bills. We'll see you on the other side. Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now, a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now publishing for more than 150 years, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local, independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
You've worked hard to make it beautiful. Now get your yard ready for colder weather. LNG Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store in Walla Walla, carries rakes, fall fertilizers, lawn bags, tarps, everything you need to keep your yard looking nice through the winter. Plus, find a great selection of men's and women's Carhartt clothing. Remember to pick up a bag of Science Diet dog or cat food for your furry friends. Ask about weekly specials as well. Stop in today, LNG Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store off Tossick Way. A trusted name in the Walla Walla Valley, it's LNG Ranch Supply.
As a KGDC listener, you already know about our efforts to redeem the culture with top-quality news talk programs and the finest radio features like Breakpoint and the Focus on the Family Minute. If you're a business owner as well, consider advertising on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM and KGDC 2 102.3 FM. Sponsoring our exclusive football coverage for the Wahai Blue Devils, the College Place Hawks, and the DeSales Fighting Irish will grow your business. To learn more, call 386-7117. That's 386-7117.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of products and services to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Give security, peace of mind, and so much more with a gate from Doyle Electric. Whether you need added security for your community, home, or business, a gate will enhance your security and is convenient. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Welcome back, folks. Hawks Radio. Here we are in College Place, beautiful College Place, as it's about 58 degrees with a steady 12-mile-an-hour wind out of the southwest with about a 30% chance of rain is what they're saying. According to my joints, boy, it's going to rain, let me tell you. We can also expect gusts of up to about 30 miles an hour through the game. We'll see what's happening. It's definitely cooling down, though. We're getting that fall kind of weather, and I'm digging it. Earlier game tonight, obviously, at 6 o'clock is going to be the kickoff, so we'll have a little bit more light for just a touch. So maybe that'll kind of help out. You know, I mean, with the wind, Jason, I don't know if we're going to get that much passing anyway, but we've had a lot of passes that have been dropped, you know, with the what we think potentially is just because of the lights, you know, kind of in the ice.
Well, there have been a couple that I could easily see the ball being missed by looking back up, and lights kind of looks like they might be losing it, and that's you know, who knows what that is. I haven't had a chance to talk to the players and ask them, but yeah, I mean, you might be able to track some more. Also, you know, looking at this in the shadows, depending on where you are on the field, that may create more of a problem too, looking into the setting sun. So it'll be interesting. I'm more interested in what the wind is going to do to the passing and kicking games.
Well, you're absolutely right. I mean, with a steady 12 mile an hour coming up from behind us, so it's from let's see, it would be behind. It's
behind us and to the right, and it's going to across the field and to the left.
We are the backs of the Hawks sideline here, and it's again up to 30 miles an hour. That's going to be a game changer. And again, with the we haven't had a game in the rain for the last couple seasons, so we'll have to see if that kind of plays into factor too. Last week, a 14-12 loss against Wapato, the Wolves. It was an interesting game, but we were talking, Jason, about, you know, we finally got number one, Hayden Hafen, back. You know, as
Last week we got back Kyler Creeley, number 34.
That's right.
For them, kind of the power run, and Hayden was taking more of the kind of doing the speed stuff and going on the outside. And last week, remember early in the game, he had that play that you really liked. Well, I mean, we both did, but he had that big one where he went from basically what 125 yard line to the other, or somewhere around there. And you know, just big. I think that was, I don't remember if that was a run or a pass.
Yeah, it was a quick screen pass, and came across.
I think it was a handoff where he came. Yeah, it was a handoff because I remember he broke through the right side of the line, and then he cut right toward us, and then came down the sideline, and he got down here around the 25 or 20 yard line somewhere in there before he got pushed out, and he almost broke free for the touchdown, and then we just didn't see him. Now I don't remember seeing him. I know he was in the next play. I remember seeing that, but then we never really noticed that he wasn't out there till later in the game. I'm like, wait a minute, where's Hayden? Why aren't they running Hayden? And we never got an answer on that. Well, Coach told us tonight that he ended up having an injury. At first, they thought it was something that was going to be kind of a minor tear or sprain, and then they found out it's a broken collarbone. So he's going to be out for the rest of the season, unfortunately. But we finally found out why we didn't see him the rest of the game.
Unfortunately, we don't like to see that, obviously. So that's talking to Coach. We had that conversation with Coach a little bit, and he said that that's really going to change up some stuff. And he was saying last week too, you know, it was missing tackles, right?
If you want missing assignments and then missing tackles. So yeah, they unexpectedly had to make some adjustments to the roster and the depth chart, right? And put people in where they'd been practicing certain things all week. Hayden was going to be a big part of it on offense and defense, and then they had to suddenly make some changes for the rest of the game. And what you saw there were on defense, they were missing some assignments. It created some confusion on offense, he said, with people moving around and shuffling around. We kind of noticed that and talked about it a little bit too last week, how people were in different positions here and there, and there wasn't a lot of consistency with it. At the time, we just assumed it was part of the game plan because the coach had mentioned to us about opening up the playbook. Not the case, necessarily, but I think last week was the first game we had 100% of our linebacking core, our starters.
You're right, yeah.
And then now one's injured, so
now it's gone and gone for the season now.
And then Coach also mentioned the lack of tackling, which we discussed last week too. That just so they've spent a lot of time this week working on those assignments, and especially the tackling. A little bit longer week, they had an extra day of practice to focus on those things too. So we're hoping to see some improvement there.
You're absolutely right, Jason. We're going to be team is on the field now. We're going to be probably lining up here fairly shortly for the national anthem. But we're going to talk a little bit more about strategy for the game coming up after we take this quick break. We'll see you on the other side. Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
American Air Heating and Cooling is the Walla Walla Valley's one and only Trane dealer. It's hard to stop a Trane because Trane HVAC systems are built to last. Trane's famous commitment to reliability is evident in every product they build, which makes peace of mind a hallmark for their customers. At American Air Heating and Cooling, the quality of Trane equipment is the foundation of our commitment to excellence, leading to several best of the best awards over the years. Visit us online at wallawallaair.com.
Transmission, gearbox, and coolant service intervals range from 30 to 60 to even 90,000 miles. At Walla Walla Transmission, we know that transmission fluid, like engine oil, breaks down at varying rates depending on driving conditions and habits, which can make your vehicle vulnerable to costly transmission repairs. And while transmission repair is our specialty, we want to help you avoid costly repairs with our expert transmission maintenance service. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
Is your heating and cooling system letting you down? Is it too hot in the summer and too cold in the winter? Hi, I'm Terry with Total Comfort Solutions, and we hear this a lot. Older systems are costly to run and very unreliable. Here at Total Comfort Solutions, we have just the fix. High efficient, reliable heating and cooling systems for as low as $130 per month. Act now, and we can even throw in some rebate money. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Welcome back to Hawks Radio, folks. I'm Danny VanVliet, joined by Jason Watson as tonight's matchup, your Hawks against the Wailuk Warriors. Hawks are going to be in their home blue jerseys with orange pads and that signature helmet that they have as the Warriors.
Orange pants? They look blue from here. I see an orange stripe.
Orange pads.
It's orange stripes on the sleeves.
Oh, God.
Are they blue on blue on blue?
Blue, yeah. There you go. Well, Luke Warriors are going to be in black pants, white jerseys with their almost maroon kind of helmet. Now, I remember last year we were talking on our way up here, actually, that last game that we had against Wailuk last year was, it was up in Wailuk, up at Wailuk High School, but it was a game that they didn't have enough players, but because one got injured, where they thought it was a bit of an issue, where they potentially could
I remember it was, I wasn't sure until we got here and saw their jerseys and helmets, for sure. But right, it was the game where they came into it with 13 players, and one got injured in the, I want to say the first quarter. I remember in the first half. And we were, I think, toward the end of the third quarter when another got injured, left them 11 players. And so there were – they weren't sure they could continue as they were assessing the second player that was injured. There was talk of whether or not we could continue the game or not.
Yep.
Because they need 12 so they can rotate someone in and out for relief here and there for player safety. So that was the issue last year. We had an extended timeout. I think it was about 5 minutes. And then, you know, they were able to get the players back out. We finished the game with they had 12 players. So, yeah, that was something we discussed. It was that was a little different to watch, to see that, but that was a concern.
Yeah, it definitely made it, you know, I mean, that was kind of one of the interesting side of things, and why I said, you know, we're kind of a little bit more of a evenly matched team now. I know last week we kind of said we were kind of in the ballpark of, you know, we had a very how did Coach put it, a forward heavy season, right? You know, we had Royal and we had Cashmere.
We had all the powerhouses up front.
Yeah. the top six teams of all, you know, of the state, if not, you know, around. And you know, and that was going to be challenging, obviously. And now we have a lot of these teams that are a little bit more in our wheelhouse, per se, and we're about the same. You know, now it's kind of switching around. So, yeah, they have some wins, but now they're going to start going into these. So, looks like they are introducing the team right now. I'm going to pot up the PA system here as they as
another
they introduce
junior
the
number
teams.
Eight, James Fry.
Coach went for a little chest bump and got a hug.
Seven, Evan Geese. Senior number three, Logan Hafen. Sophomore number 22, Jace Piper. Another sophomore, number 66, Joel Hutchison.
Piper looked real good in practice today, too.
A senior, number 55, Ryan Gorton. Got another senior, number 54, Luis Gutierrez.
Yeah, we tried talking to Coach, him into giving the ball to Hannah Gutierrez.
Hannah, that young man, the ball tonight. Talk about power
and
runs.
Coach
said, well, that's a good part about being center. You touch the ball every play.
Coaches for your Hawks are Tim Hutchison, Donald Pons, James Wolford, Jonathan Joseph, Jess McMillan, and let's not forget Hawks head coach, His Highness Devin Bouvier.
That is your PA for the Hawks as the team is getting pumped up at center field here. Got about 3 minutes left here.
It's football. It's midfield.
Okay, midfield. My bad.
I know you're excited from the baseball. Was it playoffs now?
Oh, yeah, that's
true.
I
know you're excited from that, but last night I heard the Seattle team. Who are they?
The Mariners?
Mariners. Those guys.
Just stop talking. All right. We're going to take a quick break. On the other side is going to be kickoff. Stick around, folks. It's Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Losing a pet to injury, illness, or age can be a very emotional experience. Grief is a normal part of a loss of any bond as deep as those we share with our pets. The Washington State University College of Veterinary Medicine offers phone assistance for people dealing with such a loss. The Veterinary College's hotline number is 509-335-5704. That's 335-5704. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Hi, this is Justin Tubner, General Manager of Walla Walla Toyota. All of our new and used vehicles are priced to drive the Metro dealers nuts. They can't compete with our prices. The reason is simple. Their real estate is three times more expensive than ours. At Walla Walla Toyota, you get the small-town, friendly treatment you deserve at a price the Metro dealers can't touch. Come visit us at Walla Walla Toyota, where the answer is yes, and cars, kindness, and community is what we're all about.
Wilbur and Melrose in Walla Walla's Eastgate.
Calling all fall fanatics, the new DQ Fall Treat Menu is here. Enjoy the new Caramel Toffee Cookie Blizzard Treat, made with a mesmerizing mix of chewy cookie pieces, toffee, and caramel. Or taste the return of the Pumpkin Pie Blizzard Treat, made with real pumpkin pie pieces. And shake it up this season with the new Maple Cookie Shake, blended with maple cookie crumbles. What are you waiting for? Try the DQ Fall Treat Menu before autumn's over. Get them delivered in the DQ app, where happy tastes good.
KHSS2 94.1 is Walla Walla's classic FM. If you're a classical music lover, there's now another choice on the dial that airs gorgeous classical music, honest-to-goodness news, and interesting daily features that will help you love your country a little more and come to a greater appreciation of God's creation. We conceived of Walla Walla's classic FM way back in 2016, and it's finally here at 94.1 on your FM dial. So give Walla Walla's classic FM a try. I think you'll enjoy the experience.
You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC2, Walla Walla.
You're listening to Hawks Radio, and I'm glad you're doing it. Whether you're in the stands in front of us, listen to us too in the airwaves, or on the interwebs, I'm glad you are here as the Hawks have done the coin toss, and it looks like the Hawks are going to be on the right side, moving towards your left on the radio dial, and it looks like the the Warriors are going to receive. So we are going to be kicking off, I believe, into the wind a little bit.
No, I think we're going to have the wind at our backs a little more.
Okay.
Because we're going to be
all over the place.
We're going to be on the south side. The wind is primarily coming from the southwest, so it's going to be kind of behind and pushing to the player's right.
Well, I hope it works that way.
Well, the Hawks' right for now. Yeah. To switch sides. But, no, I like that. I like getting the ball first to start the second half. So I like seeing this. I don't know what coach prefers. But, anyway. No, sorry. We're fighting with a window, folks.
Oh, my God.
And it is winning.
I said
okay, so they're lining up for the kickoff. Well, the Hawks are lining up. The Warriors are still on the sideline talking to coach.
That window really got the better of me, man. I don't see
a play clock or anything running, so I'm assuming they have plenty of time. Here they come. Now they're. I mean a. Man, that doesn't even look like a trot. I was going to say trotting, but no, there are a couple trotting. Everybody else just casually walking.
I like to call it a meander.
Nah, that's what it looked like. Now they're. I think coach got onto him and said move with a purpose. This is an interesting lineup here. I haven't seen anyone line up for a
describe it for
kick
me
this way. Case. So we have four up front, about the 50-yard line, one kind of back 5 yards. You have two more 10 yards behind. You have one in the middle of the field, about another 10 behind them. Two wide either side of the field, 10 yards back, and then another 5 to 10 is the returner. And it's a little bit different return formation than what I'm accustomed to seeing. And we are lined up real close together for the kickoff.
This has been kind of consistent the last few games is what I've noticed.
They have. The last game or two. Oop. Oh,
kick
we almost got a false start there.
About the 25 picked up. Going to take it to the 30 now. Sheds a little bit of a tackle. Spins out of it for a little bit more to about the 34-yard line there. Not too shabby as he got about 10 yards out of it all.
Did someone put this in slow-mo and not tell me?
That was very easily callable.
I think that was the slowest run play I have ever seen.
Hey, man.
It looked more like they were walking than running on both sides. That was interesting.
I really thought it was just because I had a very long night, and I'm just not seeing things there. Right.
Is everyone trying to recover from Friday night? I don't Okay. Well, let's see what happens here.
All right, looks like they're going to be kind of in the same formation the Hawks have been really liking.
They have a tight end close on the left side of the line instead of out in the slot.
But two back with them. Looks like they're going to run it right up the middle there to the left. Just sheds a tackle there for about 5, 6, 7 yards, maybe 6 yards.
Yeah, it looks like about 6 or 7 yards. So he had the two backs in the gun, one either side of the quarterback. They handed off. It looked like it went between the left guard and center. And, just other than that, just powered forward, broke a tackle. Did look like a little bit better tackling there. He didn't break 4 or 5 of them this time.
Going to be the same formation, two back with them as they
one
are
tight
in
on the left.
Gun. And the snap.
Oh, high snap
high.
Over his head.
He's way back all the way to the 25, and a tackle. The ball's loose.
Picked up.
And it's free, and he's picked it up. Oh, turnover there.
Who? That's Creeley. Creeley with the recovery.
Let's see if they mark it where it is. They did. About the 20-yard line now. Goodness. That's what we like to see here, folks. A mistaken high snap. Quarterback scrambled and went back about 10 yards to try to grab it. Dove down onto it.
I was wondering if there would be a flag. And there is one now. I was wondering about that shove of the quarterback as he tried to fall on the ball. I was wondering that might be – are they going to call that a block in the back or –
on the offense, so we are first down, Hawks.
So it looks
like it was on the offense, the first down.
So
Hawks.
Hank Warden, Edward Jones, first and 10 for the Hawks. First time they're going to get the ball as Fry is in the gun with two back behind him, looking to run it right up the middle, and he does, trucking it forward there for about 5 yards.
Here's your Fry-to-Fry handoff.
I do love it, and that worked out pretty well. Almost a do-over of the Warriors run, a matter of fact.
Yeah,
so about 11 minutes left here in the first with second and six at the 16. Right in the red zone, right off the bat here for the Hawks. Not too shabby as they are far on the left side of the field now. Again, about 16-yard line. Same formation. Fry's back with 8 and 30. Is that Creeley with him?
34 is Creeley on the right side of the quarterback.
They're going to snap. Creeley's going to take it. No, Fry's going
to
take it.
Pitches to Fry right to the right.
On the right side.
Oh, that might be a horse collar.
That
yep.
Is a horse collar.
That's going to be a horse collar.
As it is right around the first down marker. Not quite sure if he made it all the way up, but he was dragged down by, about the collar.
He was, I had a, horse collar, defense.
All right, it's going
to
be a personal foul on the defense.
So automatic first down.
First down, Hawks.
Not too shabby.
I think that's 15 yards walk off from the spot of the foul.
Well, can't get much closer.
Oh, yeah, so it'll be half the distance to the goal.
Because we were about the 10 where it's spotted. So
and they're down about the 5 or 6. So
the
it's
6-yard line. So first and 10 at the 6.
First
Hank
and goal.
Gordon, Edward Jones.
First down.
Same formation, looking to run it right up the middle. Fry's going to take it himself, though, and he just drops right in. No?
No.
No, he's
I thought
got
he
it.
Had it, too. It looked like, looks like he gave it to Creeley. Off to the right. Boy,
he really plays that up, man, because I missed it.
Man, that's your quarterback, Brandon Fry. He does a very good job of those fakes. I'm trying to find out what's going on here with the spot of the ball. Brandon Fry, the quarterback, he does a very good job with those fakes and, being able to make it look like he still has the ball and run it in. He tricked some of the defense, too.
Second and six now. Didn't go anywhere as he handed off to the right side and got held up. Looking at the snap, looks like Fry
keeping
does
it this time.
Have it this time, though. And he's coming
running
to the
left
near
outside.
Side. He's almost there, and he's in there for a touchdown.
Flag in the backfield. I think it's coming back.
With a flag on the backfield. I won't get too excited here as it is in the backfield. Let's see what happens.
Just as he turned the corner around the left side of the line on that sweep.
9:36
holding
left here.
On the offense.
Holding on the offense.
So we're
going to
move it back 10.
We'll get another one. It's a hold. Bring it back a little bit. We'll try it again.
Not too shabby, though. This is good momentum for your Hawks as, that second six is going to turn into second and 16, I would imagine, right?
I believe so. It looks like that's where the marker is. Is
yeah, there we go.
Yep, second and 16 on the 16-yard line.
Over. So,
I mean, really, it's second and goal on the 16. So, need to punch it all the way in to... We're not going to get another first down unless the defensive penalty.
So Fry from the gun, Creeley on his right side.
Four wide.
Motion from far to near side. 22 is going to come up. Looking to throw this time. Far side in the end zone. Grabs it.
I don't think his feet made it.
People are excited. I don't know if they're going to call it, though. They called it.
Yep, touchdown. He got his feet.
Touchdown, baby.
Boy, it didn't look like it to me, but. I don't
Logan
have that good
Hafen.
Of a view.
Logan Hafen with the grab deep in the right upper corner there of the end zone. Beautiful throw to Fry as it was a leaping catch and into the end zone for 6-0 Hawks on the board. And the first time we've, drawn blood, to say the least, for the Hawks in as our first time up. Let's see. Kick is up and in, and that is 7-0, 9:29 left here in the first. Hawks are up, 7-0. We'll see you on the other side. Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent 3 sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plaza Way Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
Hi there. It's Les Schwab Tires. Well, more like Les Schwab Alignment and Brakes and Shocks and Wheels and Tires. Now, some tire places don't offer all that. They only sell tires. And we're not sure how they sleep at night, because all those services affect things like steering and stopping. That's why we offer more than tires to help keep you safe. Stop by or book an appointment at LesSchwab.com. Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
1735 Southeast Meadowbrook in College Place. You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
You're listening to Hawks Radio, friends, and the Hawks are on the board, and we are stoked up here in the studio as, boy, 9:29 and a high snap leads to a turnover, leads to a touchdown, leading to another kickoff here, Jason. I'm excited, man.
It's nice getting on the board first. Let's see if we can keep this momentum going. Another short kick.
Kick is up and like bounced out around the 20, and there's a flag.
Because it went out of bounds. Landed inbounds right about the 30 or 25-yard line and bounced out.
So that means they're going to start around, the 40?
I believe the 40. They're going to get good field position either way.
So it's going to be a Hank Warden, Edward Jones, first and 10 for the Warriors. And that is, I believe, going to be the 40.
Looks like they're going to the 35.
35, all right. That's all right. That's only five off. I was close enough. They're going to be on the far hash mark, so the Warriors' side. And it looks like they're going to be in that same formation they've been digging as well, with quarterback in the gun with two back with him.
On the line.
Looks like the snap. We might have a little bit of encroachment. He's not going to make it, though. He's on the far side. Runs through, and it looks like
about a yard or two.
Eight, James Fry. Kind of jumped, and I don't think they caught it. But boy, I was wondering if they were going to.
I think he got back across the line in time,
just barely.
So if he didn't hit a player and he wasn't on the wrong side of the line or in the neutral zone at the time of the snap, I think he just barely got back on his side before the snap.
So a quick run to the far side, and for a gain of about a yard. So second and nine now, 8:56 left.
Looks like they're bringing some blitz.
Same formation.
Yep.
Blitz is coming in and running to the near side, trying to cut up through the middle.
Running outside.
And a big time pass, a first down marker, and all the way up to almost the 50, probably about the 48-yard line. Pretty good run there by number 38.
Yeah, it looked like a design sweep out to the right side, but the running back quickly saw that that was collapsing on the outside of the line, and he had a gap there, looked like fun. Underneath the tight end or the tackle, made the cut inside and got that big gain.
I was trying to look for that young man's name, and I can't find it.
So well, they're lined up again. Looks like
they're running
the right
up
side.
On the near side.
Got him in the backfield.
Behind the line of scrimmage.
That is 66. Wait a minute. Okay, where's the jersey number? Joel Hutchison was the first one to get there, and number 8, James Fry, helped him finish off the tackle, but I think Hutchison was going to bring him down anyway.
So second and 15 at their own 44-yard line, 8:10 left here in the first, as Hawks are still up 7-0. Now, I know you know that score still, but I'm gonna remind you anyway, because I'm just excited, honestly.
Scoreboard's off again. I didn't miss a touchdown, did
look
I?
Look at it come in and got him way back there.
The near side receiver and line didn't even move on that one. I don't think they realized the ball was snapped.
I don't think so either. That looked like confusion.
I think they thought there was a jump and a penalty for encroachment.
It's a loss. Yeah, Hutchinson. Yeah, it was another loss of yards. Really
same
him
too.
Back. And the board.
The near receiver for the Warriors and the looked like the I'm not sure if it was the tackle or the tight end.
So
it was a tight end. They didn't
move. They didn't know the ball was snapped. Yeah. So third and 22 at the 38.
It's like
their
we're
own
38-yard
line.
Up the middle.
Blitz is coming in, looking to
right
throw
side.
It. Good throw right up the middle. 44 is going to take it right about the original line of scrimmage,
left.
All the way to 50. Up past about the first down mark.
Down.
My goodness, a 22-yard run there.
Yeah,
a quick screen pass turned into a 22-yard first down. So it's going to be a Hank Warden, Edward Jones, a first and 10 now for the Warriors as a good quick throw right up the middle.
Yeah, that wasn't a screen. That was a short throw underneath to, I think, one of the running backs. Or was that the tight end? So the screens are specifically when they throw it out to the side, like along the sideline, out to the outside, outside the offensive line.
I thought that was a reverse screen because he came up through the middle there. But I was wrong. So running right up through the middle here. And quick handoff, got about a few yards. So it's going to be a first and, probably a second eight, I believe. Maybe a seven, about the 37-yard line is where they're going to mark it.
So, yeah, on that previous play, they dumped it off short to the one of the running backs, I think it is, or a tight end, number 44. Looks like tight end. The screen, though, they go out wide to the side, and usually you have other receivers there that are running out to head to block, or a lineman, we call it pulling, moves out there to ahead of them to block, and one kind of drops back behind.
From the gun, passing it off.
Handoff
hand
to the right
the near
sweep.
Side now. Trying and, to get him
ooh,
down,
he's,
but he is
he's a big
fighting
guy.
Hard, man, as he sheds. It takes about, what, three, four,
he was
five?
Pushing people off with that free arm.
To take him down finally
32.
For another gain. So it's going to be a third and second now on the 32-yard line.
About Junior five. Franco Perez, he's he was just shoving people off of him with that free arm.
About 5:45 left here as the sun is setting, and it is a beautiful skyline above this football field right now with the hills in the background. Looks like we are going to be at the 32 from the same formation they're liking with from the gun, two back with them, and the snap, looking to run it himself. Quarterback's going to take it, and he is up.
Yeah, yes, first down.
And got the first down for sure, as it's Hank Warden, Edward Jones, first and 10 for the Warriors. At about, I think it's going to be the 29, 28.
Looks like it. That's where the official put the ball.
There we go, about 28.
Thought he
yards.
Got a little more than that, but hey, I'll take it.
I honestly did too, actually.
That works for me. I'll take all the presents I can get.
No complaints. No complaints. 5 minutes left here.
Yeah, so the Warriors are lining up a lot in the shotgun with two backs, one on either side of the quarterback, usually one wide out to either side, and then they're bouncing their tight end between the left and right side of the line, so he's staying right there with the tackles, although this time they gave up one of the running backs for another tight end in the wing position.
That is going to be a timeout, I believe, for
the Warriors timeout.
So we're going to take a quick timeout, too. We'll see you on the other side, Hawks Radio. 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Hard work necessary. Long days and nights required. Weekends and holidays, a must. Sounds like a help wanted ad for your Carrier comfort system, right? Let Grassy Refrigeration make the job easier with a planned service agreement. We'll routinely check to make sure all components are running efficiently and uncover any potential problems before your system needs a leave of absence. Plus, you'll benefit from priority service and a discount on Carrier parts and labor. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Welcome back, folks. As the timeout for the Warriors have come to an end and they're heading back to the field, the Hawks are taking their time a little bit more as it is 7-0. Hawks on top with 4:46 left here in the first. It's going to be a first and 10 at the Hawks' 28-yard line for the Warriors. As they are knocking on the door of the red zone, looks like they're going to be in that gun position with one back with him.
One back on the left side of the quarterback, two wide out left. We have tight end, looks like on either side of the line.
Showing blitz.
Hand off the 32, sweeping left.
Going to be past that line.
Oh, man.
First down marker. And finally dragged down at about the 15-yard line. My goodness. Good run as he kind of cuts left. Goes straight up and then just kind of screens out to the outer side.
He seems like more of a power kind of style running back, and he doesn't seem like he has a lot of top end speed, but he's quick in that
he's quick, and
he changes direction real fast.
Yeah, he's quick and he's got power again. Like I mean, he that's the same gentleman that
he did that.
It
sweep.
Was taking what two or three Hawks to actually get him down.
Yeah, so he did that sweep out to the left, and again he kind of made a little sidestep to the right, and then cut back left again to go even wider, and made a couple guys miss.
So Hank Ward and Edward Jones, first and 10 at the 15-yard line. Look like quarterback's going to take it himself on the near side, trying to get past that line of scrimmage. Couldn't quite do it as he's timed. Right. Oh, no, he did get a couple yards on that.
Got a couple, and that was number 17, Josiah Anguiano, with the stop there. It looks like just barely across the line of scrimmage.
So second and eight at the, let's see, the 12-yard line, I believe, 13? 12-yard line, there we go. 3:45 left here.
Looks like they've updated it to second and seven.
It's going to be
so he picked up 1 yard on
that. Yeah, there we go. Second and seven, not too bad. Again, still Hawks on top, 7-0.
Same formation, two tight, two wide left, and one back to the right of the quarterback. It's that power guy, 32 again.
Oh boy, he's kind of run through. 34 is trying to break through that line, and he did real quick, but couldn't come up with
flag.
It as they were trying to run through on the far side now and drag down right about the line of scrimmage. And I thought 30.
I thought for sure that was encroachment,
was that,
but there are
Gutierrez
no flags.
That came through that line?
34, it's Creeley.
Oh, Creeley came through that line.
Yeah,
quick.
He came between the guard and the center.
I think he was even surprised that he was back there.
Because it looked like once he got across the line, he kind of hesitated and then realized everybody else started to move.
Wait a minute. Okay, we're all right.
This Warriors
boy, he timed that
offense just
perfectly.
It seems like there's like a half-second delay every time they snap the ball before they move.
You're absolutely right. So third and five now. 2:36 left here.
Looks like we're having some more scoreboard.
That's about, they got to snap it with about 3 seconds left. Got to snap it real quick. It looks like they're going to throw it on the near side. And it's going to be a quick throw about the 5-yard line, right at the line of scrimmage. And that's in there for a touchdown. So it looks like going to be a quick throw.
What is that? Number 21?
Warriors 21. Got themselves on the board at 2:23 left here.
Sophomore receiver. Right. So a little couldn't see.
So 2:23.
I'm fighting that pole. So I saw the quarterback wind up to throw, but then I couldn't find where it went afterwards.
That was a quick pass and about a 5-yard run into the end zone. Looks like they're going to be going for the extra point. Kick is up and good.
Good.
Took me a minute as I wasn't quite sure as the pole was on the way.
I had to wait for the refs to step out there and finally put their arms in the air.
They were taking their sweet time. We're going to take a quick timeout. We'll see you on the other side. Score is 7-7. Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Hopper Specialty Meats is Walla Walla's newest retail butcher shop. We specialize in traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and smoked in our state-of-the-art smokehouse. Hopper Specialty Meats draws from American and Northern European traditions. We make classic charcuterie and old-world sausage with real wood smoke. If you really want to know how the sausage is made, well, our cutting room is visible right from the retail shop. Hopper's Specialty Meats, 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Visit the Union Bulletin on your favorite device to see local sports stories and photography, plus the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Welcome back, folks. Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM KGDC2. Looks like 2:23 left here in the first, as it is 7-7.
A little confusion there. Who was supposed to line up where on the kick return?
Up, as it took some time for these Warriors to get on the board. Actually, ate up most of the first quarter. As we were, let's see, it only took about, what was that, a couple minutes for us to get on the board.
So the turnover was 11-16. Hawks got a touchdown at 9:29, so about 2 minutes, a little under. And then everything from there to 2:23, so right about 7 minutes for the Warriors taking their time just marching down the field.
It's also...
And they also... It's also of note, they started on the 35 because of that penalty.
They did, yeah. But it was just very... Oh, let's see. The kick is up and... is it going to roll out? Yeah, it is.
There's flag.
We're going to take that 35-yard line, too. That's not too bad. You know, it's interesting, though. I'm thinking of it, and it was just big plays that were getting them across the line. You know, it was that big first down. That was that 22-yard first down. You had that big 15-yard touchdown. That was about 10-yard touchdown, I guess.
I think so.
But that was a little bit of a – I think that was a little bit more of a screen on that one.
I don't know. I couldn't see it.
Well, it came into the near side. So, but, yeah, so it looks like Hawks are going to be in the same formation. They're digging with two back with Fry there, and they're going to be at the 35. So first and 10, which is Hank Warden, Edward Jones.
Oh, we got encroachment.
First and
10, across
and that's going to be encroachment there.
Encroachment.
That was encroachment right there.
Might have been a little crunch. Looked like he actually hit somebody. Yep. So that's usually what it is. Usually if it's just... If they just are across the line when the ball snapped or in the neutral zone, they let the play go. When they bump into someone, that's when they stop the play. And that appears what happened.
The captain says that was in crunch.
Understanding.
2:23. First and 5.
Hand off to Fry. Coming left
on the near side.
We're going to have a holding call.
First down marker, but it is going to be a holding call, isn't it? Or is it a block in the back? No.
It could be. It's going to be a penalty on the Hawks, I'm pretty sure, because it came from the backfield.
Not a bad run, though. Man, he had some
That was a nice sweep to the left. That was beautiful. Looked like good blocking, but, yep, we got a hold on the Hawks, so we're going to move it back.
This is... Notorious for the Hawks so far this season. Unfortunately, it's a 2-15.
Shooting yourself in the foot. I've been doing this all year where we get a good play. We get, you know, we move forward and then... have a penalty to bring it the very next play, bring it right back.
So we'll do it again. Mm. First and 15 now, 2:10 on the board with at the 30-yard line.
Pfeiffer's in the slot on the right, far side.
Same formation.
No, both running backs are to the right of the quarterback.
That's an interesting formation. Looks like they're going to hand it right up through the middle.
Nope.
Pitch over to the right side.
I thought Creely had it.
That was a fun play there as two running backs were right next to each other.
Everybody else thought Creely had it, too.
Fry. And, man, handed it to Creely, and Creely started taking off. But no,
that was a little forward pass.
Fry ended up doing it, yeah, a quick
Fry ran out as Creely came up the middle, and most of the team thought that Creely had the ball, like I did. Fry, number 8,
not
so
too bad
James,
for 4 yards.
Kind of ran out to the right, and once he got out on the flat, they threw the ball, you know. Brandon threw the ball to him.
Same formation. It looks like Fry's going to take it up. He's on the near side
sweeping
now
left,
trying to break that line of scrimmage. Couldn't quite do it as he's back, I think, 2 yards. So it's going to be third and probably 12, I'm thinking.
There's another that time. It was a sweep to the left and never got across the line of scrimmage.
1 minute left here.
I'd like to see him make some more like zone runs or cuts right around the tackle or just inside the tackle instead of running outside the tackles and outside the hash marks. It seems every time we try doing those sweeps, with an exception of one or two, the vast majority of the time doing these sweep plays outside the hash marks just doesn't seem to be working well. Back to pass. Throwing deep, intercepted by number 1 for the Warriors. He's running to the far side, across the 30. Looks like pushed out about the 33-yard line on the far side. Oh, man.
I look down for 1 minute to take some notes. You start calling a game, and look what happens. Jason, I'm going to put this solely on you.
Hey, it happened before I started calling it. I just noticed you weren't saying anything, buddy. Don't blame
19,
it on me.
19 seconds, and it's a turnover. It's Hank Warden, Edward Jones, first and 10 college place, 26-yard line, looks like. So first and 10 at the Hawks, 26.
I think he caught it about the Warriors, 40 or
40?
50, 40, and ran it all the way down to, what are we calling this, where'd they spot it, the 26?
I believe it was 26, yeah. So 19 seconds left here for the first. And they are...
It's like a...
Is that a timeout? It is going to be a timeout. So tied up at 7. 19 seconds left.
Hawks.
And it is timeout Hawks. First and 10 at the 26. See you on the other side. Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
You've worked hard to make it beautiful. Now get your yard ready for colder weather. L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store in Walla Walla, carries rakes, fall fertilizers, lawn bags, tarps, everything you need to keep your yard looking nice through the winter. Plus, find a great selection of men's and women's Carhartt clothing. Remember to pick up a bag of Science Diet dog or cat food for your furry friends. Ask about weekly specials as well. Stop in today, L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store off Tossick Way. A trusted name in the Walla Walla Valley, it's L&G Ranch Supply.
As a KGDC listener, you already know about our efforts to redeem the culture with top-quality news talk programs and the finest radio features like Breakpoint and the Focus on the Family Minute. If you're a business owner as well, consider advertising on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM and KGDC 2 102.3 FM. Sponsoring our exclusive football coverage for the Wahai Blue Devils, the College Place Hawks, and the DeSales Fighting Irish will grow your business. To learn more, call 386-7117. That's 386-7117.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Hey, welcome back, folks. Oh, Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
I'm so excited, Dave.
I'm sorry. 19 seconds left here in the first snap. Going to throw it.
Rolling right.
A lot of pressure as he's getting tracked down. Rolling right in.
He didn't come
up with a ball, unfortunately.
Are they going to call he had possession?
There's no way he had possession.
So was a fumble out? Why would the clock still be running? Wouldn't it stop when it goes out?
Clock stopped now, 12 seconds. He's saying it to keep motion. What happened? They did mark it as a – okay. He caught the – he didn't look like
so they're
like
saying it was a
ball.
Catch, but that he fumbled it out of bounds. And
I
don't understand
that at
all. Would
be
– not when the ball went out of bounds like that. It stopped the clock.
This is very, very confusing. We'll try to get to the bottom of it. Either way – quarter one's over with, folks. 7-7. Your score, second and 4 at the 21-yard line. We're going to take another minute timeout. We'll see you on the other side. Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's 5 divisions all strive to satisfy every customer, every time. Doyle's experienced pump and motor staff services and sells pumps and motors from large irrigation to domestic systems, along with water purification and conditioning setups for healthier, better tasting water for you and your family. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
American Air Heating and Cooling was started by Walla Walla native Dan Reiner out of his garage in 2015. In the short time since, American Air has enjoyed a booming rate of referrals from our customer base. Our American Air crew is the new generation, the new face of heating and cooling in our valley. We install high-quality, dependable, and efficient heating and air conditioning equipment. We are your one and only authorized train dealer in the Walla Walla Valley. It's hard to stop a train. Visit us online at wallawallaair.com.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Welcome back, folks. Hawks Radio. And I was talking to Jason here about Logan Hafen as he was making quick friends with the trash can. Maybe not feeling so good, but he's doing better now. He's
starting
walking around.
Corners. He's walking around with his helmet on, but he's still on the sideline while we're starting cornerbacks, not out on the field right now when definitely need him, so hope he's feeling better soon and can get back out there.
So second and 4 at the 21-yard line.
We got a false start on running back. I think that's that power back 32 over there. Yep, he jumped forward a little too soon.
So we're coming back.
Get a free 5 yards.
That's one way to do it.
Yeah.
So second and 9 now. 12 minutes here for the second quarter.
Man, I imagine, 7-7. Imagine that Warriors coach is quite frustrated.
You'd have to be, right? So here we are just about in the red zone at the 26-yard line.
Second and 9.
And we are now, Warriors are now moving from right to left on your radio dial.
You're back with the two back and the gun with two wide.
And he runs it right up the middle, couldn't find it, so he rolls right and gets dragged down, I think, behind the line.
I'm not sure if he was supposed to go outside the line or inside the line. The defense got back there in the backfield before he could make a decision which way he was going to go. He was going right to center, but I don't know how far. So let's see. Got is that loss of two or three? Five? I don't remember where we were in second down. Second and nine, so that'd be a loss of five. Is that where it was?
I believe.
Two and nine?
Yeah, I believe.
Last
so.
One was two and nine, so that was a loss of five. Because we're at third and 14 right now on the Hawks 29.
All right, from the gun.
What?
Looks like.
Okay, whistles again. What's going on here? Is it Timeout Warriors?
Timeout Warriors. We're going to take a quick timeout to Hawks Radio 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Hi, this is Julie Doty. My family owns Walla Walla Transmission on Bennett Street, just north of West Rose. I'd tell you about our current specials, except, well, we don't have any. We realize that monthly specials won't earn your trust or your business. Our goal is to earn your business through exceptional customer service and the highest quality transmission work you'll find anywhere in the valley. If you're having tranny trouble, we can help. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission and give our crew a chance to earn your business. Walla Walla Transmission, 204 Bennett Street, Walla Walla.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2. Welcome back. 11-12 left here in the first half. 7-7 to score. Third and 14 at the 29. It's going to be the Hawks 29-yard line as the Warriors in the same formation they have been. Looking
it's a little different.
Throw.
Quick throw to the right.
Not going to go anywhere. Big streak
way
up there,
short
though.
To the right.
Way short and out of bounds. For
so seven. That one looked like they had the two backs, but they had the two wide receivers out to the right side again with the tight end on the left side of the offensive line. So they keep kind of, most of the time, they have the two running backs, one tight end on the end of the offensive line somewhere, and then they're shuffling the receivers back and forth, whether they're split on each side or over to one side opposite the tight end. They like running from that the variation of that formation a lot. Whereas with the Hawks, we're usually putting our tight end, Pfeiffer, in the slot position.
Right.
Not right on the line. Nope, here comes blitz up the middle again.
Fourth looking to throw it. And does he come up with it? No, he doesn't.
He lost it.
So that's going to be a turnover on down.
Another quick streak down the far sideline and a quick throw there. Got it to the player that time, but it was low to the ground and he couldn't hang on to it.
So first and 10, which is a Hank Ward and Edward Jones, first and 10 at the 29-yard line, their own 29-yard line for the Hawks.
Seemed like a lot of confusion on that offensive drive for the Warriors, which, of course, led to that last timeout. And they're a little confused here trying to realign on defense.
Just a touch, right? I mean, is it
still someone having a knee on the ground instead of – up and moving. Looks like it's going to be an end around to Pfeiffer.
Goodness, and he's all the way back. At that point, you just got to give up and dive down as he's way back.
So that was Pfeiffer, tight end, coming from the far side on an end around. And you've never had a chance to kind of turn the corner and get heading downfield again. So that was that's a loss of what, 10 yards?
10 yards, yeah. He's second and 20 at the 19. Goodness, as it's 10:35 left here.
Yeah, they saw that one coming the whole way.
And the second.
Although the far side of the defense was a little
situations like that, man, you just got to get down. Chalk it up as a loss. Looked like he's snapping, going to throw it.
Well, he
rolling.
Wasn't running backwards. No, that was a handoff.
He handed
to...
it off. I missed it, man, completely.
What is that? Brandon Fry is real good at making it look like he has. Uh-oh. Oh, no. I think we have an injured player again. Is it telling me that's not Creeley? tell me he's not hurt bad at 45. So that was our jersey number change. I believe that's Breithaupt. Coming off, he's holding his kind of holding his chest and looks like he has a little bit of a limp, but he's walking under his own power.
He's going to sit out for player two, it looks like, but he's going to manage to stand up still. So kind of stretching out his leg, maybe.
It looks like he's not sure what position he was playing there, but I know he's our second string center. So thought I saw Gutierrez out there.
Third and 18, 9:46 left here.
Okay. Pfeiffer is in the slot on the left side.
Looking dropping to throw pass. A big throw that, over the hands of 22.
Barely
couldn't
over the head
come
of Pfeiffer.
Up with it as Pfeiffer was
right between the 40 oof and 45 yard line. That would have been beautiful. I mean, that was the length of the football outside of his grasp. So close. Looks like we're lining up to punt the ball. At 4th and 18 on our own 21.
9:34 left here.
Now the wind is picking up again, and this is where I think it's going to get interesting.
Because it is blowing directly
low kick,
left.
Bounces at the 48, picked up at the Warriors' 47. It's across the 50 to about the 40-yard line and gets pulled backwards. And I think they're going to give them forward progression to the Hawks' 40-yard line. Now, I just wonder if that was if that were a bad kick or if they purposely kicked it low because of the wind.
I wonder if it was intentionally low because, I mean, thinking, I looked out at that flag, man, and it is, boom, pointing straight out against towards the visiting bench.
Which was interesting because up until about 5 minutes ago, there was no wind for a while, but this is the time it's supposed to start picking up and being more consistent. So I think we're going to see a lot more impact.
And we are
that could have been what made the ball fly past Pfeiffer,
too. You're absolutely
too
right. Yeah, I was wondering about that. And it looks like, unfortunately, Logan Hafen is making friends with that trash can again. He's not feeling so good, it looks like. We're going to take quick timeout, though, as I believe the Warriors took quick timeout. 9:23 left here in the first half. Fox Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Is your heating and cooling system letting you down? Is it too hot in the summer and too cold in the winter? Hi, I'm Terry with Total Comfort Solutions, and we hear this a lot. Older systems are costly to run and very unreliable. Here at Total Comfort Solutions, we have just the fix. High efficient, reliable heating and cooling systems for as low as $130 per month. Act now, and we can even throw in some rebate money. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
Owning a pet is a big responsibility that requires thought and planning on the prospective owner's part. Before bringing a new pet into your home, consider the following. Does your pet fit in with all members of your family, including infants, toddlers, and any senior citizens that may live with you? Can you cope with an animal that requires daily attention to food, exercise, and well-being? This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Welcome back, folks. Hawks Radio, 9:23 left here in the first half of the game. First and 10 at the 43-yard line. That is going to be the Hawks' 43-yard line with the Warriors having the ball. A quick pitch and another pitch. Looking to throw now.
Oh, he's in
back
trouble. There's a flag
there's
in
a
the
flag
backfield.
Back. He's still scrambling to try to throw it. Couldn't quite do and brought down, goodness gracious, 12 yards
line
back. At least maybe 10, 12 yards back.
Well, if this is not on the Hawks,
that
this
was,
is going to be at least down at the Warriors' own, 48? 47?
Yeah, 47-yard line.
So let's see what the penalty is. Hopefully not on the Hawks, although he's pointing over. He's pointing to our side. Declined. Okay, it was on the Warriors holding. Declined. because we ran them back even further.
Gotta love it. So it is going to be a second 20.
Second down and 20 at least.
At the 48-yard line, I think is where we're going to mark, a 47-yard line, 9:12 left. So deep back in their own zone now.
Yeah, they tried doing an end-around and then the reverse, and the reverse was going to pass.
Oh, and a bad fumble again. Trying to get it out and couldn't quite do it. Oh, boy, I hope he's okay after that.
Uh-oh.
As
the
he
quarterback
was down.
Got down to the ground and tried throwing from his knees, and defender came in. I think that was James Fry.
He's all right.
It hit him, and quarterback was real slow to get up and rolling around a little bit there. Nope, he's going off.
That was scary, as it now is third and 29 at the 41-yard line. 8:38 left here. We're all tied up at 7. And, yeah, quarterback's going to run out just
15. Zerker is their backup. Yep, here he comes. So this is the player that just tried passing on that reverse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was an interesting play. And, again, another bad snap leads to a little further back. So, third and 29. Let's see
like
what happens. They're going to throw it. Trying to throw to the near side, and he couldn't pick it up. Oh, my goodness. That was unfortunate. Gutierrez was slow on trying to get to the receiver on the near side. Yep. As he was playing just a little bit of, you know, interference there in the central zone. And, boy.
Yeah, it looked like they dropped Gutierrez into the one of the middle zones. And he had a little slow to get over there to the receiver. 15, though, I was impressed with that.
He shed that tackle, no problem.
Not even shedding it. He stepped forward, had the awareness to step forward, and two defenders went running behind him, and he was able to get that throw out. Hopefully they don't put him back in the pocket the rest of the night. I don't know. He's looking a little more dangerous than number two.
Fourth and 29. Looks like they're going to end up punting it.
Yeah, they're going to punt it.
Here at the 41-yard line, and the wind is going to be
at
their
back. A little
back,
bit of wind at their back.
But it's pushing towards the visitor bench. Looks like we got a whistle here, trying to decide what they're doing. A little bit of shifting going on.
What?
Maybe too many men on the field?
That would be a flag. Why are they? What?
Not quite sure what's happening here. Oh, a substitution. Player substitution.
Why was the clock not? And the play clock wasn't running. What?
All right, there we go.
I don't get what's going on here.
Wide.
Almost got a block on it.
The punt is going to bounce out at about the 38-yard line.
I definitely think the wind played on that one.
Oh, big time. So from the 41 to now the 38, it is the Hawks at 38-yard line. Well, about the 39-yard line.
Thing.
All right. It's going to be a Hank Ward and Edward Jones first down for your Hawks at 8:01 at 39-yard line. All tied up at 7 here with 8:01 left in the first half. I'm digging it, Jason. Let's see if we can keep this momentum rocking, as it's been a pretty good game so far. A lot of back and forth, and more of an even matched team, to say the least.
Yeah, I just like them to focus on some ball security here. Oh, handoff
right up
to James
Fry,
and he stopped at the handoff.
As two bring him down, as a fry-to-fry action couldn't happen that time.
No, it happened. It's just as soon as he got the ball in his hands, two defenders were in his face. Literally, one of them, it looked like his hand got caught in the face mask. All right, so that's going to be a loss of, what, 2 or 3? It's like 3 yards. Second and 13 on our own 39-yard line.
So 7:30, 2:13 now at the 36. Let's see here.
As much as I'd like to see some more of those quick short passes, I just think the wind is it's too inconsistent and too much tonight. We need to figure out something in the running game.
Looking to throw it, though.
Pass. Throw into
Big
the near side.
The near side, number three.
Oh.
Couldn't come up with it. Oh, man. He had plenty of room, too, but it looked like it was just a little overthrown and a little on the near side and couldn't
that
quite
was
come up with
Logan
it.
Logan Hafen was the intended target.
Logan was focusing on that trash can on the sideline, man. Couldn't quite. It's unfortunate. As he was close, man, and that would have been a big, big throw for almost, what, 25, 36?
That would have been around 20 to 30 yards.
Yeah.
It was nice. He had great separation there. But
So third and 13 at the 36-yard line, 7:09 left. Looking to throw it again. Plenty of room, but he's scrambling out.
I think he's running.
Here he goes. And he gets tied up and brought down about the original line of scrimmage. So it's going to be fourth and eight. Oh, they're going to mark it just about the 40. That'll be a gift. I appreciate that.
No, that's a definite gift.
But, hey, so fourth and eight is what we're looking at now at the 40-yard line, 6:50 here.
Punt it.
And we're back to punt.
Well, at least they're on the near hash mark where the wind will.
There's wind's not going right
low
now.
Low snap.
Oh, no.
Punter picked up the ball. He's running.
He's trying to get out.
Made it to about the 36.
Just about.
The Hawks 36. And that was a low snap. He
was that Gutierrez
picked
on the
it
snap?
Up off the ground. I am not sure who was in the center. I haven't lost the number of who was punting.
Not quite sure who was on that snap. But 6:35 left here in the first half. First and 10, just a Hank Ward and Edward Jones first down for at the 37-yard line. Goodness gracious, all tied up here at 7. And we are in the Hawks zone here. Again, 37-yard line, 6:35 left. So it looks like we're going to be in the pistol. One back, one behind. 15's going to take it.
Oh, where's the hold?
And drop down for about almost 8-yard loss, I think. Where did you see a hold?
That number 65. It was a 65 for the Warriors. He had both arms around the neck of Gutierrez from behind and kind of spun him around.
So second and 7 now at the 44. Looking to throw it.
We're going to sack him. He throws it away before he hits the ground.
Are they going to mark
it
as forward?
Incomplete.
Nope, okay.
Incomplete pass. He threw it as he was coming down to the ground. His knee was not down yet.
That was a power throw there.
That's going to be third and long.
He's throwing it away.
So
good sack avoidance.
Third and 17 at the 44, 5:48 left here in the first half.
Yeah, they started to place the ball in the end of forward progression, but now they're respotting it. Not quite right. The marker is on the
Marker's
on
at the 45,
and the ball's at the 44. All right, flag.
All right.
From the defensive backfield. What's delay a game?
Delay a game.
All right, I like this. A lot of confusion in this game, especially on the Warriors' side.
That is interesting, though, and they were talking about it on the booth, too, because, you know, there was confusion on the placement of the ball, but they kept the thing marking, and, they're marking it as a delay of game when it was
again.
The referees that were delaying the game for a second. Okay, that is interesting. So third and 22, not quite sure. Oh, my goodness, huge.
Big, deep throw.
Huge throw, and he doesn't come up with it, but I was more impressed.
Oh, there's a flag. We're going to have interference.
James Fry.
Number 17.
Came barreling through and knocked down an offensive lineman to bring down that quarterback with the throw. Quarterback still got it out all the way up and almost into the hands of that intended target all the way up at the first down marker. But
we had number 17, Josiah Anguiano. He got a hand up there and kind of batted it away, but they're calling it defensive pass interference because player kind of stopped and Anguiano kind of kept going, gave him a little bump, but then there was some separation as his hand came up. So now this is going to make it third and 7.
This is a very interesting called game. Let me tell you.
34. That was
some serious confusion, I think, going on, not only with the teams, but
I mean, I thought pass interference was the spot of the foul, but
potentially refs here too. So 5:40 looks like third and seven at the 34-yard line.
And neutral zone infraction, and that's on Brett Hopp. Looks like he's been lining up at nose tackle, and Gutierrez, who's usually on the defensive line, he's been back at linebacker, part of those lineup changes that Coach was telling us about before the game. I think that's having a little bit of impact on our play as well. Having that change, I mean, let's see. Bright Hop, I don't even have him on the depth chart for defense.
So it looks to snap it, kind of run it up right through left. The middle of the near side here, kind of breaking through. That's going to be a first down.
So ran outside the left tackle.
So first and 10, which
just
is
off the tackle.
Anchored Edward Jones, first and 10 here at the, let's see, 5:33 left here in the first 21-yard line.
I thought they were going to have him at the when he got to the left tackle, got off the left tackle's shoulder, but he was able to kind of get away from there, create some separation, and get a few more yards. Let's see. Looks like we're going too wide to the right. Two backs and can't tell where the tight end is.
Going to be snapping flag. And running on the near side.
I think there's going to be a false start.
Flag, though.
For encroachment. We have, where's the signal? They're talking about it. Haven't put the ball down. They're still trying to figure out what's going on, where the flag is, who's accepting. Everyone's looking at the ref, and the ref is talking to everyone. Signaling for...
trying to get the line in.
I think trying to get the line judge, too, because I think he's the one that threw it. His flag's still over there on the sideline. They're still talking.
Decide what's happening here. 4:59 left here in the first half. First and 10 at the 21-yard line is where
false
we're
start.
At. And now it's going to be a false start all the way back to the...
should be 5 yards back to about the 29.
29, not too shabby. So first and 15 here. Oh, they're going to mark it 26.
Oh, no, it's 26.
26, there we go.
Well, I was watching where the guy with the ball in his hands was, and then he moved. All right, first and 15.
So look at it, throw it rolling right, throwing it deep into the end
deep
zone.
Another deep one. He's open.
He picks it up.
He held on to it this time.
To the end zone for a touchdown as a good little slant right there. Nobody on him, man. He trotted right on in.
Wide open. I think, if I'm not mistaken, number 10 is the one that drew the interference call last time, too. And he's a couple times they've thrown to him over on that far sideline or the right side of the offense, and he hasn't held on to it. He sure did this time.
So, quick throw from 15, the backup, to a wide receiver on the far side of the field, near a visitor's sideline, and deep into the about the 4-yard line, and then he just trotted on in.
Untouched, no one near him. I mean, there are 5 to 10 yards between them. Extra point is good. It was low, but right down the middle of the uprights.
So we have a 7-14 game, 4:50 left here in the first half. We'll see you on the other side. Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Hi, this is Justin Tubner, General Manager of Walla Walla Toyota. The season has changed and so has our inventory. Think you can't get approved for a loan? Challenge accepted. We work with over 60 banks and credit unions. You can even handle the entire approval process online by submitting a credit app at wallawallatoyota.com. Come visit us at Walla Walla Toyota, where the answer is yes, and cars, kindness, and community is what we're all about.
Wilbur and Melrose in Walla Walla's Eastgate.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Welcome back, folks. Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2, and it is 4:50 left here in the first half, 7-14.
And the kickers practicing soccer with the football on the sideline.
Very true. It is football. It's
Wrong sport.
Oh,
nope.
My bad.
Mm-hmm.
No. So you're.
I mean, I know the lines are on the field, but they're yellow. We're playing on the white lines. Wrong. Wrong football.
Oh, my bad. My bad. So we're going to be lining up.
Oh, look,
here.
He's getting smart now that they're going to kick off from the near hash mark.
Mm-hmm. As that wind is all the way out, man.
Yeah,
on that flag.
Yeah, the flag's in straight out. The wind is definitely going to have an impact on this. Unfortunately, it might help it go a little deeper too. Well, it's definitely going to help push it over to the far sideline. Kicker is boy, he's enjoying himself. He's dancing around and hopping, and I like this. He's all right.
So
ooh, that's
like
a long one.
Way down there, about the 10, picked it up, and he's gonna drive a truck on through. Pfeiffer takes it for about 26-yard line, I believe, is where they're gonna give it to.
Yeah, that was about about 16-yard return there.
Yeah, 27-yard line. So again, we're down by 7. Hawks are down by 7, but it's Hank Ward and Edward Jones first and 10 at the 27-yard line. That kick was just right on to him, man.
4:46. We have time to get down there and score, but just need to minimize those penalties and
there's no
take care
now.
Of the ball.
That's interesting.
Yeah, now there's no one. Take advantage of it while we can. Oh, I feel a gust.
Oh, there it is.
All right, Pfeiffer's toward the near sideline, throwing left. Right into the hands. Who's that far receiver? I can't see a jersey number from here.
Is that Hafen? No,
number seven. I think that's
Geese. Geese. Evan Geese.
Right in his hands. It was kind of low. He was falling down, but it just bounced right out.
Kind of dove into the ball, actually, and it just...
I wonder.
I think it was one of those times. I mean, your hands are cold out here too. It's
hands are cold. He does have gloves on, but it's also as it gets colder, that ball gets harder too.
Mm-hmm. I think it's one of those situations. Kinda, it hits your fingertips, can't quite grab it. Looks like they're going to run it up on the near
right.
side. 34 is going to take it. Creeley is up and in for about a yard, maybe.
Yeah.
If we're lucky, no, they're not moving it. So
barely right off the right tackle. Like that. I like the speed on it, but the defense.
Second and 10 is going to mark it third and 10 now.
Yep.
Thought they were going to give us a yard.
Thought
on that,
they had a yard.
They're not doing that.
I'm not supposed to talk bad about the rest.
He just won't move that hash mark. It's all right. 4:10 left here in the.
I like doing this. I can't say anything.
Wind is picking up and it is getting cooler. He did give us a yard.
You know, something else something else I think it might be a factor, too, with the humidity, and as it gets colder, that ball's going
to
get kind of slippery.
Same formation, looking to throw.
Throw.
Pressure deep and up.
Number three.
Hey,
did he get it?
Come on,
I think he got it. I think he got it. Come on.
He does, baby.
Come on.
Come on.
Yes, we got it.
Oh, yeah.
So that was a catch right about the Warriors' 36-yard line.
Goodness.
See, and that's Logan Hafen with the catch. That was nice.
Well done, young man, as that was just a big old
blooper. He's putting
blooper.
It down on the 35.
Big old blooper of a throw coming down and managed to turn around and catch it as he's falling with two defenders on top of him.
You mean a blooper? He's going back to his friend in the trash can. That's not good. But, hey, he got a good play for us. We got what we needed.
Looking to run
off
right
to Creeley
up the middle.
Creeley's
going to take it on the
right.
Near side now at around the 30-yard line. Not too shabby.
Ah,
so
like
that Hank Ward and Edward Jones first down at the 35 turns into a second and 4 at the 30-yard line. There we go. Well, they marked it at the 30, so it should be second 5 now.
It should be second and 5.
This is what happens when I trust the board. I'm going to say second and 5. 2:55 left here in the first half.
We're
in
the
same formation.
The sticks and the officials haven't agreed.
That's very true. Looks like
Creeley got it coming
Creeley.
Right. I thought James Fry had it. Horse collar.
Oh my goodness. Horse collar. The
horse
whole
collar.
Way.
I think he let go quick enough that there's not going to be a flag.
They were on. Oh, did he? Man, it looked like he was just dragging him.
Yeah, I saw him get jerked back, but then I saw the hand come off and he had his hand open. Off of him, so I think he let go quick enough that he did not get the flag.
Man,
but it is a what?
That is going to be a Hank Warden Edward Jones first down, sir.
Thank you, sir.
At the 19-yard line.
Not liking it.
Knocking on the door of that red zone.
Oh, we're in it.
Oh, we just
20-yard line to the red zone.
Right on in.
Nope.
Hello, may I come in? Yes. Fry's going to take it himself, and he's going to be dragged down and hit hard.
I don't like the way his head bounced off the turf.
Whiz, that was a very painful-looking hit as he's shaking his head. Trying to get his goodness. So it's going to be a yard back on that. 2 minutes left here. It is second and 11 at the 20-yard line.
I mean, I thought James had the James Fry had the ball coming in.
I love the way that Brandon Fry does his fakes and his handoffs. Man,
credit to Creeley and James Fry. They both are good at it too, because there's a lot of the players that just like guys.
Snap, looking to throw it, pump fake, and he goes and he finally
throws Hafen.
Hafen picks it up for a
no.
Oh no!
They said no. He had the ball in his hands, on his chest.
What happened?
So it was kind of a jumping catch. He landed on his back. The ball was in his hands and on his chest, but they said it was incomplete.
I would demand a replay on that one there, folks.
I don't think we do that in high school.
Oh.
I would love to see it.
Let's rewind here. Oh, my goodness.
I don't think he did that.
Okay, well.
Oh, man. That's
what happened. So third and 11.
I'd love to see a replay of that.
I'll tell you, man. I'm not quite sure what happened because he was down.
He had it.
All right. They're looking to throw it again. A lot of pressure.
Steps up.
And takes it. That's going to be intercepted.
No, it hit the ground first.
Did it?
Yeah, it hit the ground.
Okay. He marks it. No.
It hit the ground and bounced and hit it again.
Is that what happened? Okay.
It was only about the length of the football, but
I'll take it. So is our cook – our kicker good enough here to get –
get the field goal?
To get the field goal, or
are they worried about the wind, or
are they gonna? Are we just gonna go for it? Looks like we're probably gonna go for it.
We're going for it.
Okay, so 4th and 11.
They're going for it.
23 left here.
Brandon Fry's over here getting. Looks like he's getting the call from the coach. I think they're just waiting for the play clock to go down and call a timeout to discuss this some more.
There we go. 1 second. We're gonna take a timeout here on Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Calling all fall fanatics, the new DQ Fall Treat Menu is here. Enjoy the new Caramel Toffee Cookie Blizzard Treat, made with a mesmerizing mix of chewy cookie pieces, toffee, and caramel. Or taste the return of the Pumpkin Pie Blizzard Treat, made with real pumpkin pie pieces. And shake it up this season with the new Maple Cookie Shake, blended with maple cookie crumbles. What are you waiting for? Try the DQ Fall Treat Menu before autumn's over. Get them delivered in the DQ app, where happy tastes good. Listening to classical music on the radio is almost a religious experience. For far too long, however, the only way to experience classical music on the radio was via NPR. KHSS2 94.1 FM changes all of that. Walla Walla's Classic FM brings you beautiful classical music, real news at the top of every hour, and daily features that are uplifting and informative. KHSS2 Classic FM will change the way you listen to the radio. Check out Walla Walla's Classic FM at 94.1 on your FM dial. You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Welcome back, folks. Score is 7-14 as we are a mere 20 yards away for getting back all tied up, as it is 4th and 11 with 1:23 left here in the first half of the game. Looks like we are going to be back trying to draw an offsides. Couldn't do it, though. Looking to throw. Fry's going to throw to the
throwing
inside.
Throwing to Logan. Oh,
that's
where?
Holding.
Oh, come on.
Yeah,
that is defensive holding or interference.
That has to be, as he was dragging on
that but he
jersey.
Was, he had to hold that jersey, slowing him down.
Logan.
Where's the white hat?
There's two flags that finally came out of that. But, boy, I'll tell you what, as that was drawing some emotions, very strong emotions from the crowd here. As boy, it was just
now another flag. What
it is going to
tell me that was
backfield?
Just accidentally dropped.
Hold on the offense.
So it looks like
they're going to cross
holding on the offense. Pass interference on the defense, offsetting. Repeat the down.
Okay. Huh.
That was a late flag for that hold.
That was... I think this is one of those situations where maybe the coach drops a $10 bill by the...
I don't think
no, we
so.
Shouldn't. We shouldn't no, say that, you, probably. No,
no, no, no, we didn't even joke about
true.
That.
No,
we're
going to
lose this job. We're on the verge of losing it anyway, buddy.
That doesn't happen. All right. No, I kid. 117
four wide.
Fourth and 11. And
gonna
looking
pass
to
it
throw
again.
It again. Here we go.
Rolling
Fry's
right.
going to take it.
Oh,
himself.
No. He's
there
hanging on to it. Come on. Come on, Brandon.
Oh, baby. Is he
He's got it. Diving got
Oh, my goodness. Huge.
Brandon Fry carrying it. Run into the near side. His right. He getting close to the sideline, right at the five-yard line, kind of gets tripped up by a defender, but he gets enough push off to make a diving leap for the goalpost, and we have a Hawks.
Huge scramble out for a Hank Ward and Edward Jones touchdown, baby, as it is a first down, touchdown, however you want to call it. We're on the board and almost tied up here as the extra point is going to be going here in a moment as Fry took it himself and scrambled out of that. Goodness gracious. Thought he was going to kind of run that same kind of slant that he was. Ooh, almost got a hand up on that extra point, but no dice. So, a point is good. 14-14 is your score. 107 left here in the first half. We're going to take a timeout. We'll see you in a minute. Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plaza Way Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
Hi there, it's Les Schwab Tires. Well, more like Les Schwab Alignment and Brakes and Shocks and Wheels and Tires. Now, some tire places don't offer all that. They only sell tires. And we're not sure how they sleep at night, because all those services affect things like steering and stopping. That's why we offer more than tires to help keep you safe. Stop by or book an appointment at LesSchwab.com. Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
1735 Southeast Meadowbrook in College Place.
You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Welcome back, folks. Hawks Radio. Danny Van Bleet joined by Jason Watson. And Jason, we're all tied up, sir.
Yeah, it's nice. That was a beautiful impromptu play by the quarterback there, Brandon Fry. I thought, like you said, he was just going to roll to the right and try throwing it again, but he ended up tucking that ball and running and got us the touchdown. So, 14-14.
And he really, he got out of a very bad situation as he had a big lineman or a big linebacker there right on top of him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And he really
kind of tripped
another
him up
pressure,
and,
too. He managed to really get that
looked like
going.
The wind knocked the football down for the kickoff. They're going to reset it.
As the wind is so much that it's wrapped the flag around the pole a little bit. Couldn't quite see which way it's going. I think
it's
still kind of blowing.
Sorry, we have some trees
straight
across from us that are moving. That's telling me it's blowing.
So
it's trying.
107 left here in the first half of the ball game. Logan Hafen still keeps coming into the game, but he is not feeling too good,
yeah.
I don't think. As Gutierrez checks on him on the bench. And kick is up and
a little bit of a squib kick
here.
Oh, through the hands of
the
Seabrooks going back
and
to the
15. It's all the way back to the 15, trying to get him down, scrambles around. Gun runs back. Never run back, sir. You should learn
yeah,
this from
Coach,
Madden.
Coach is going to be talking to him about running backwards. He lost about 4 or 5 yards there trying to turn around and go the other direction. Just keep going the way you're going and take what you can.
It's amazing when it pays out, but, man, does it never pay out. So you're all the way back at the 10-yard line as it is a Hank Ward and Edward Jones first and 10 at the 11-yard line.
I think we've seen one successful run like that, or kickoff return, where they turned around and went backwards this year and one last year.
That's true.
And we've seen it at least once every week. I think last year it was us.
Oh, yeah, it was. So 102 left here in the first half of the game. Make sure you stay tuned for the halftime report. Jason's going to have
I take
all
that back. It was
of,
us this year
updates.
Up at Cashmere.
Oh, my goodness, you're right. He's down back behind the line of scrimmage and way back there.
Got a sack just in front of the goal line.
For, my goodness, probably.
I think I spotted. I think I spotted on the. I don't know, but we just took a timeout.
Second and, yeah, second going to be long. We're going to take a quick timeout, too. We'll come back with all the answers. Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Why is Carrier equipment from Grassy Refrigeration such a great choice for your heating and cooling needs? There's a lot of reasons. We've been in business since 1958. Our technicians are highly trained and experienced. We install top-of-the-line equipment from Carrier. And we provide a full range of HVAC services, including plant maintenance, repairs, and air quality improvement. Plus, friendly service is always guaranteed at Grassy Refrigeration. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Welcome back, folks. Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM KGDC2. I'm Danny Bibley, joined by Jason Watson. And coming up in about 50 seconds, well, 50 seconds of game time, that is, we're going to have the halftime report. And for the halftime report, it's a great time where Jason talks about lots of things that you just don't get out of my mouth because, well, I don't think I fully understand this sport. But you listen to me anyway, and that I appreciate. Thank you much, folks. We're all tied up at 14 as a huge sack brings it back all the way to second and second 17 at the
four-yard
line, which he was down at the two-yard line. So I'm not quite sure why that extra two happened. Looks like he broke through
the
line, though. It's
going
to run it right up through the middle, almost.
They're just trying to run the
three,
clock out.
3-4 yard line, probably.
I think that's all they're doing.
Yeah, probably. So about 40 seconds here on the clock, and that makes sense. We're
expect one.
Let's see,
more
Hawks
play.
Kicked, so we'll be receiving it here in the third quarter. It is going to be third and long, about third and 13, 25-yard line. They marked it at about the 9-yard line. Interesting. I didn't think he got quite that far, but I'll take it.
He definitely got that far.
Did he? Okay.
Yeah. No, he clearly got that far. There was definitely a sack back before that, but no, that runner definitely got that far.
So you got 6 seconds.
4 seconds.
And that is going to be a delay of clock violation.
Or delay of game?
Delay of clock violation, I
delay
guess.
Delay of game.
So half distance of the goal, I would imagine? Or is it going to be at the 5-yard line? 4-yard line? Because it's 5 yards.
It's either
going to
be half distance or it's going to be on the one.
Okay, so it's a 4-yard line is where they're marking it.
Okay.
So back five yards. All right.
Yeah,
so
if we were on the 9, that makes sense. It'd be 5 yards. Yeah.
Third and 18? Is that math?
That's the math I did in my head.
I think that's math, yeah.
I think we're having board troubles again.
Math is hard, folks. Three seconds left.
They don't
want to
take a
knee
here.
Snap it.
Yep, run up the middle. Looked like the quarterback kept it.
Run up the middle.
Just to
run
the clock out.
That is going to be the end of your first half. All tied up here, folks. 14-14. And I'd like to say the Hawks are on top because we got the mojo working because we're going to get the ball back when we get back in the third quarter. But, hey, we're going to take it's going to be a timeout for us as it is as we prepare for the halftime show for you.
I think you need some more coffee, buddy.
it's going to be a good one.
All right.
So 14-14. We're going to take timeout. We'll see you on the other side. Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Hopper Specialty Meats in Walla Walla is a whole animal butchery working with top quality meats from local farmers. We offer custom cut and wrap services for beef, pork, lamb, and goat. Schedule your dates now by calling 509-520-8702. That's 520-8702. Hopper Specialty Meats is open weekdays from 8 to 6 and from 10 to 2 on Saturdays. Sign up for our email blast at our website at hoppermeats.com, located in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street in Walla Walla.
Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley?
Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now, a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now publishing for more than 150 years, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local, independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
You've worked hard to make it beautiful. Now get your yard ready for colder weather. L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store in Walla Walla, carries rakes, fall fertilizers, lawn bags, tarps, everything you need to keep your yard looking nice through the winter. Plus, find a great selection of men's and women's Carhartt clothing. Remember to pick up a bag of Science Diet dog or cat food for your furry friends. Ask about weekly specials as well. Stop in today. L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store off Tossick Way. A trusted name in the Walla Walla Valley, it's L&G Ranch Supply.
As a KGDC listener, you already know about our efforts to redeem the culture with top-quality news talk programs and the finest radio features like Breakpoint and the Focus on the Family Minute. If you're a business owner as well, consider advertising on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM and KGDC 2 102.3 FM. Sponsoring our exclusive football coverage for the Wahai Blue Devils, the College Place Hawks, and the DeSales Fighting Irish will grow your business. To learn more, call 386-7117. That's 386-7117.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Welcome back, folks. Hawks Radio. I'm Danny Van Vliet, joined by Jason Watson, and this is a halftime show. Thanks for listening to us, and thanks for listening to us all season long right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2, or online. Right now, it looks like we got some baby cheer going on. That's right. Baby cheer will be a great metal band, I would imagine. Metal band name? Yeah.
It'll
be all right.
Rock that? Absolutely. Yeah, no, it looks like we have some kind of cheer squad. Looks like elementary kids. Danny keeps waving at them when they shake their palm fronds. I don't think they notice you.
They
Danny.
Don't wave at me though. No.
Yeah, I mean,
Jason, our score is 14-14. Can you break it down, man? How did we get here?
Absolutely. So first quarter, we had the 11-16. So what? 44 seconds into it, had that high snap for the Warriors that went over the quarterback's head and he fumbled, and we recovered on the Warrior 20-yard line. Then we had at 9:29, Brandon Fry threw the, trying to think, that was a pass, wasn't it?
It was a pass, yeah.
It's a pass to the left side to Logan Hafen for a touchdown. And then we had at 2:23, the Warriors had a pass for a touchdown down here on the other side to our right. Again, first quarter. And so we ended the first quarter 7-7. Then the second, we had the Warriors. I think they threw to the right side. It was another pass.
Yeah, wide receiver
on
the right side. Yep.
And sorry, people. These are running together here. But that put the Warriors up 14-7 with 4:50 left in the first half. And then we had it 1:07 left in the half. Number five, Brandon Fry, I believe. Right, Brandon?
Yep.
Brandon was back to pass. He had to scramble out to his right. We thought he was going to stop for a minute. He kind of slowed down like he was going to pass it, but he took the ball and took off running. Had that dive to the right goal post for the touchdown. PAT was good, made it 14-14. And then we had a good long sack there to put the Warriors back just about on their own goal line. And all they did was run out the clock. So here we are, halftime, 14-14. It's a lot better than being behind.
You know, and one thing I wanted to say, too, is that, you know, with that last touchdown by Fry, you know, he already scored another one, but because of holding, he came back. So that's the second, I mean, really, it's the second time he found the end zone tonight, even though the other one was called off due to holding on the line.
Well, we had There was also one in there that we threw it to.
It was thrown to Logan Hafen. Yeah,
threw to him, and there was the penalty that brought it back.
I don't know.
And there was the offsetting. They said it was offsetting holding because there was interference down there. And then they threw it again. Mm-hmm. And that was where he made the diving catch on his back that, to us, from what we could see, we had a pretty clear view. It looked like he had control of the ball and had it.
I don't know why that one wasn't good, because he had
– And then was the run by Brandon.
It looked like he had possession while he was falling.
Yeah.
He was backwards, so he was falling backwards.
It was still there when he hit the ground.
The ball was in his hands.
Against his
chest. And he was pulling it, actively pulling it in as he's hitting the ground. And he maintained possession of that ball for a good, probably at least half a second, if not a second, before it popped out of him.
No, it was after he was on the ground that it looked to me like he just set it down, like, okay, I'm going to get up. And they said, nope, no good. I don't know what the ref down there, what the official saw.
I'm not really sure either. That was confusing because it was just...
I mean, we are a good distance away, but it looked pretty clear from... There was no one obstructing the view for us.
No, I was... I'm curious on that one. I would like to talk to
the coach.
I would love to
see
the
film.
I'm
going to watch the film on that one.
Film on that one, yeah. There must be something else that I wasn't seeing. But to go back to Fry's run-in, you know... Again, that was second time he was in there. He was just – it looked like he was desperately trying to get – because it was fourth and 11. Fourth and 11 at the 20-yard line. Mm-hmm. So it was a 20-yard run. And, man, he was just trying to get to that – I thought he was just trying to run out of bounds, just trying to get past that 10 marker. That's what it looked like. But all of a sudden, man, you know, because there was there was a big lineman – chasing him the whole way through, and he kind of broke that.
Yeah, but there was no one in front of him,
and he jumped, but there was another one in front of him, and that's the one that
it was the one that came from the side that kind of got a hold of him and mm-hmm. tripped him up a little bit. But Fry got enough push on the next, because he started to stumble, and he got enough push on that next step to make that leap and get the
You're
ball
right,
just inside the goalpost.
And it was just inside.
Yeah,
there's
like
a couple more.
They knocked the goalpost down on that one.
There's a couple more things we're going to talk about on the halftime report, but it's going to be after this break, and we pay some bills. Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Doyle Security and Electronics is the source for all your alarm system needs. The most up-to-date security systems, fire systems, door access, and CCTV systems available to keep you, your family, and business safe and secure now and in the future. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
American Air Heating and Cooling specializes in residential HVAC services that keep you comfortable all year long. Serving the Walla Walla Valley and surrounding areas, American Air Heating and Cooling maintains and services all makes and models of residential and light commercial HVAC equipment. We are your one and only authorized train dealer in the Walla Walla Valley. It's hard to stop a train. To learn more, visit us online at wallawallaair.com. Call us today to make an appointment, 509-525-1339. That's 525-1339.
Quality isn't expensive, it's priceless. This old saying is true not only for your doctor or lawyer, it's true for your auto mechanic as well. Everybody wants to work with a mechanic they can trust. That's why more and more folks are coming to us at Walla Walla Transmission on the corner of Bennett and West Rose Street. Hi, Julie Doty here. At Walla Walla Transmission, we have ASE certified technicians with over 40 years of combined experience. We specialize in transmission service and repair, but can fix darn near anything that rolls in. Call us at 525-8710. That's 525-8710.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Is your heating and cooling system letting you down? Is it too hot in the summer and too cold in the winter? Hi, I'm Terry with Total Comfort Solutions, and we hear this a lot. Older systems are costly to run and very unreliable. Here at Total Comfort Solutions, we have just the fix. High efficient, reliable heating and cooling systems for as low as $130 per month. Act now, and we can even throw in some rebate money. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Welcome back, folks. Hawks Radio Halftime Show. I'm Danny VanVliet, joined by Jason Watson. And, yeah, I was just talking to one of the athletic directors here up in the booth. And, yeah, it looked like that one that we were talking about that, again, we really thought that it was a touchdown.
Logan Hayes, he was falling backwards.
Turned out to – no, he really did drop that ball, didn't have possession of it. But, boy, I'll tell you what, I need to get my eyes checked.
I guess. I know I don't have great vision, but they tell me it's better than 20/20 with my glasses.
Jason, I wanted to talk about that crazy double run that we saw that was on with two running backs on the right side of Fry.
Yeah, I liked that one.
Man, break that play down a little bit more for me because that was cool to see.
So we had, for the most part, it was the typical formation we see where in the shotgun, two running backs back with the quarterback. You had wide out on each side, Pfeiffer, our tight end, lined up in the slot. So about halfway between the offensive tackle and the other wide receiver. I think he was on the far side on the right. We were going right to left. And instead of a running back on either side of the quarterback, Brandon Fry, they were both lined up to his right and relatively close. And initially it looked like he handed off to Kyler Creeley, number 34, who went running just between the left guard and center. In most of the players and myself, I would have sworn, I would have put money on
that was the
Creeley
only
had the ball. And all of a sudden, no, we see it was a handoff instead to James Fry, who I think went sweeping out to the right side.
And it wasn't far, a handoff, it was a quick pitch.
Oh, that's right. It was, so he went, when they faked the handoff, James Fry went running out to the flat on the far side, the right side of the offense, and then Brandon pulled up and tossed it over to him. It was a forward pass of about 2 yards, but passed out to that right side about the right hash mark, or between the hash mark and the numbers, and yeah, it picked up some, I think, wasn't that one a first down?
It was, yeah, it was a first down, yeah, but what I thought was crazy
about
that play,
I liked it. I want to see it more.
You were looking at Creeley,
yeah,
right? You thought the ball went to Creeley. I thought the ball went to Fry.
I thought it was a handoff to James Fry. And Brandon had it the whole time.
I thought that he'd hand it past, because I saw Creeley close.
Yeah, so you thought he faked it to Creeley.
And I saw him close above the ball. And I thought no, because
just handed
because
it to
James reached over in front of Creeley as well.
Okay.
So they all reached in for the ball at the same time. And
hey,
then
it worked.
I thought so, and I saw James take off, man, and he's had that thing. And then all of a sudden, he turned around real quick, and boom, right there in the chest to take it up for a first down. That was just – it was a really cool play.
Yeah, it was. It
was
really
one of those.
I'd like to see a little more of that. And I like that formation. I think if they threw a little more of that in, I think you could really kind of mix it up with the handoffs and the options of handing off or passing. And I think it would open up a few more doors.
It was just so unique.
I mean, it's almost
really
the same thing that they line up in anyway. You can kind of do the same thing with the other ones, but it's something that looks a little different, and it definitely threw the defense off.
They didn't know what to do.
And they didn't really know what was going on. Like you said, you thought it went one way. I thought it went another, and they were doing something completely different. And the defense, you could tell, thought the same thing.
And my goodness, one last thing. We need to take a quick break, but one last thing I wanted to say is Creeley, James, and Brandon Fry – have been doing such an amazing job at these handoffs and fake handoffs that it got me, what, two or three times this game so far?
Yeah,
it's gotten
me
you
too.
A couple times. It's gotten not only the line, the defensive line, but also I'm pretty sure it's gotten the refs a couple times.
Yes. I've seen a ref chasing down who we thought was the ball carrier, and then all of a sudden something happens to the other side, and he's even looking around like, huh? Wait, where's the ball?
They have been doing a bang-up job. We need to take a quick break because third quarter's coming up here in just a few minutes. One last break here. Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Owning an animal can be a rewarding investment for your family, whether it's riding a horse, petting your cat, or just seeing that welcome wag of a tail at the end of the day. Animals enrich our lives. Responsible owners enrich animals' lives, too. Timely vaccinations, proper health care, sound nutrition, controlling pet overpopulation,
and a safe environment are just a few of the things we can do for our pets. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Hi, this is Justin Tubner, General Manager of Walla Walla Toyota. The season has changed and so has our inventory. We have almost 150 new Toyotas both on the ground and arriving shortly. We also have over 80 used cars, trucks, and SUVs ranging from the under $10,000 starter car to the slightly used Toyota certified vehicle. Come visit us at Walla Walla Toyota, where the answer is yes, and cars, kindness, and community is what we're all about.
Wilbur and Melrose in Walla Walla's Eastgate.
Calling all fall fanatics, the new DQ Fall Treat Menu is here. Enjoy the new Caramel Toffee Cookie Blizzard Treat, made with a mesmerizing mix of chewy cookie pieces, toffee, and caramel. Or taste the return of the Pumpkin Pie Blizzard Treat, made with real pumpkin pie pieces. And shake it up this season with the new Maple Cookie Shake, blended with maple cookie crumbles. What are you waiting for? Try the DQ Fall Treat Menu before autumn's over. Get them delivered in the DQ app, where happy tastes good.
Do you enjoy listening to classical music? You should check out KHSS2 94.1 FM. KHSS2 is Walla Walla's classic FM. It's the greatest music ever written by the greatest composers who ever lived. Actually, it's more than that. KHSS2 also has news at the top of the hour and some of the greatest daily features you'll find anywhere. Features that are interesting and will make you think. Give KHSS2 Classic FM a try at 94.1 on your FM dial.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Welcome back, folks. Hawks Radio 102.3 FM. I'm Danny Van Vliet, joined by Jason Watson. I'm glad you're hanging out with us, whether it's on the radio waves or on the interwebs or in the stands here in front. I'm just glad you're with us as the band is playing behind us here in the team is on the field getting bumped and ready to go. I was just telling Jason here that, you know, one thing I've been noticing the last couple games, but especially today, is Fry during warmups and during the game too.
Brandon.
Brandon Fry, quarterback number five, he has been just throwing rockets during warmups and even right now. And again, during the game too, but he's been throwing really hard, a lot harder than we've seen him throw previously throughout the season.
I think it's been progressing. I think, like I was discussing with you, I noticed it in game three really where it seemed to switch, where he was throwing more kind of quicker, faster, harder passes. It looked like there was a lot more on the ball. The first two games looked like he was throwing kind of these lofting, lumbering, slow passes. Now he's throwing much crisper, much sharper, and I think he's putting a lot more speed on the ball with these passes. I think there have been a couple times where that's maybe been a little detrimental for the receivers trying to catch it.
It has, and much to his improvement too, and you know, pat on his back. But his accuracy has really reined in.
It seems every game he's getting better.
For sure. You can really see the improvement over the last couple games. But I feel like the last two have been really like, wow, man, you're reining it in. You know, that was something that was really detrimental to us.
Detrimental.
Detrimental. Christmas.
Okay, we're gonna have English class.
I'd like to say
careful,
hello.
Careful.
That no, but it's kind of
keep it peachy.
But anyway, it was, you know, it's those huge opportunities that were just so far overthrown, or it was so under or way on the other side, you know what I mean? So we're going to put a pin in that, and we are at kickoff now as the Warriors are going to be kicking it off here at the nearest hash mark, going from the right side to the left side. So the Hawks are moving left to right on your radio dial, and right now there is no wind. Kick it real quick. There we go. Big boot up and all the way back at about the 10-yard line. Going to take it off. He's about the 25, coming to the near side. Around the 30, spins out of it. 22 is going to take it all the way up to the 35 now as Pfeiffer manages to really get some yardage there.
Getting some spinning and kept going. He drug 34 along with him for 5 yards. It was a great effort by Pfeiffer.
Not too shabby, as it's a Hank Warden, Edward Jones, first and 10
at the 36-yard line as managed to shave about 8 seconds off of the third quarter so far. So we're starting it at 11:52. Looking at the bench, and it looks like Logan Hafen's still not feeling so good. He's hanging out with Hayden Hafen, who is out with a broken collarbone.
And still hanging out with his friend, the trash can.
That's true. So from the gun with two back, going to hand off to Fry. Fry's going to try to kind of sweep around. Couldn't quite do it as 22 relatively smaller lineman breaks through there and brings him down behind the line of scrimmage by about 6 yards, 4 yards. Oh, just four yards.
Looks like it.
Okay. I thought it was a little further than
we'll
that.
We'll say this. It kind of don't mean to sound like we're picking on Mr. Logan Hafen there. I actually say props to him for being a trooper and still trying to help out here and there. I know it's running around like that, not feeling well, can do to you and make it worse. So
very much impressed by
good
this
effort
man.
For him trying to help out.
I'm hoping he's feeling good soon. Little motion from the near side to the far side. Looks like going to hand it up the middle. And they
Creely spinning around, dragging someone.
It's a gain of probably 5 yards because I think we got one past the original line of scrimmage.
I think we got back to the line. Uh-oh.
So
Creely's holding his right ankle.
Oh boy,
he's rolling around.
Creely's down there, and he is not feeling good at all.
I wonder if it's a cramp. The way he's moving around now, I'm thinking that's a cramp. Let's hope it's something minor.
As we are all taking a knee here. Let's see. They're not stretching it yet. They are taking a look at the ankle. But we're going to take a quick break. Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent 3 sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
Hi there. It's Les Schwab Tires. Well, more like Les Schwab Alignment and Brakes and Shocks and Wheels and Tires. Now, some tire places don't offer all that. They only sell tires. And we're not sure how they sleep at night, because all those services affect things like steering and stopping. That's why we offer more than tires to help keep you safe. Stop by or book an appointment at LesSchwab.com. Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
1735 Southeast Meadowbrook in College Place. You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Welcome back, folks. The big man Creely is now off the field on his own power as he is limping, but able to get off. Looked like it improved a little bit, so it's kind of more. He's not going to the bench. He's standing around, walking around. So
I think it's probably a cramp
or maybe a little bit of a twist or something like that.
But looks like he's Britt kind hops of in his place.
So looks like Britt hops in and then looking to throw from
right,
the gun.
A lot of pressure.
Trying to get
Getting
it out.
Free.
He managed to get it out. That's
going to
be number 7 is on the near side.
Ooh.
And got some yardage on that. So third
hit.
9 turns into a 4th and 3?
2? 1.
Oh, let's take a look here as it's going to be the 45-yard line. Is where we're at. The marker's at the 39. So
2 or 1?
That's not right. 44. Let's see. Yeah, so 4th and 2 now.
Look at this. 10:35. The ball and look where the stick is again.
Yeah. That's interesting. The ball is about a yard back from where the stick is. Looks like they're going to hand it up right through the middle, and that's going to be in for a first down, which is a Hank Ward and Edward Jones first down there as I believe Britt Hop takes that over with a new number, 45. Rocking a new number for
yep,
Britt
that
Hop.
That was 45, Britt Hop. So that was a good run for him right up the middle. I like those power runs.
I was fixing that in my notes. Sorry, I was looking earlier. I was like, wait a minute, he's not on my list.
So first and 10, Hank Gordon, Edward Jones, first and 10, and that is going to be right here, running up the middle on the near side. Fry's going to take it, trying to truck on through about 6-7 yards. Good run there, maybe even 8, as it's going to be a second and four. They're going to mark it at about the 45-yard line, which is going to be the it's going to be the Warriors' 45-yard line. Excuse me. So second and three. We're all tied up here at 14. 9:40 left here in the third. As we're in the same formation, it looks like it's going to be Fry and Brithop back with Brandon Fry, the quarterback. Brithop going to take it up through the middle and shut down, and couldn't quite get past that first down marker. He managed to get really close. I don't know if they're going to give him the forward momentum because he got brought down all the way back behind the line of scrimmage. They are going to give him a couple yards.
I thought he stretched the ball far enough. But
I really
they're
did.
Saying
it
there's still
like
a yard or two left.
So
it's third and one.
Third and one. 9 minutes left here in the third at the 43-yard line. Again, 14-14 is your score. Doing pretty well, though, with Brithop as a little bit of a power run there. He definitely has some force to do it.
I even liked the run to James Fry, the handoff. Instead of going out way wide, they brought him up behind the right guard or tackle or maybe in between, and he got those yards.
Gonna throw it. Pressure.
Right.
Scrambling out.
He's gonna
There's
take
a first
it.
Down. Taking a pass and tripped up. Brought down past the first down marker to about the 40-yard line. We'll take it. It's going to be a Hank Warden, Edward Jones, a first down.
So as I was saying,
36.
Sorry
left.
About that. Didn't mean to cut you off. As I was saying, though, I liked the handoff with Fry and kind of keeping it between the tackles. It seems we've had more success with that than those sweeping runs going way out wide that just – before the runners can turn the corner and start heading downfield, they're getting tackled for a loss.
Yeah, we're getting hit every time. So first and 10 at the 41, 8:15 left here. Motion from the near side to the far side. That's Pfeiffer on the motion. Looking to throw it. No, he's going
to
take
Hand
it to Fry.
To Fry.
Fry's going to take it up to about the line of scrimmage, unfortunately.
Yeah, it looks like a little bit of a loss.
He has been getting tripped up pretty quickly. I thought that motion was going to do something, though, and pull that defense to that far side, and it did not pull the shift like I think they were hoping for.
They didn't go quite as wide as we have before, but again, just that one was a little closer turning in, and he got turned downfield a little bit, but still only made it right about back to the line of scrimmage. Looks like we're going to get Pfeiffer in the slot on the near side.
So looking to hand it off. Oh, no, he doesn't. That's going to be intercepted at the first down marker. My goodness. Right into the hands of a defender.
35.
Oh, bummer. So that that first and 10 turns into, excuse me, that second and 10 turns into a Hank Warden, Edward Jones first and 10 for the Warriors, as it was a quick interception there with a play action. And and just traffic, too much traffic in the middle when he rocketed that in and right into the hands of that awaiting defender.
Yeah, it was just kind of stepped up. He was kind of in between the line and the receiver and just took a little step over to the side, got his hands up, and was able to intercept it before it could get back to the receiver. And I didn't even see who the intended receiver was down the middle.
I don't actually know. There was a couple
snap,
players.
Rolling right,
oh, my goodness,
again.
A lot of pressure. 15 well,
intercepted.
Oh, my goodness, at the other first down marker. So at the original line of scrimmage that we had it a minute ago.
Who was that?
And
was
we
that
picked Fort? It right on up. Trying to see who it was. We'll take it right on back.
Won't let me see.
It was Gutierrez. Attaboy. I
right.
dig it there, man. So that was pretty interesting, man. Once again, we are breaking through that line. And number 15, that quarterback, a bigger quarterback, trying to get around. And he has a little bit of quickness there to kind of shift around.
Yeah,
and whoever was trying to tackle him ended up diving and pulling on the jersey but couldn't bring him down. So it looks like 15. Oh, no, Fry is way back and down, and that's going to be a huge sack for about a 6-7 yard loss, maybe even 10. Oh, my goodness. He's way on back there.
as that Hank Ward
sure
and Edward Jones first
was a
and
sack.
10.
That was Breithaupt that had the that they were pulling up off the ground.
Oh, you're right, actually. That was a handoff that got chased
they're
back.
No gain.
So it's going to be a second and 15 at the 47-yard line, which is going to be the Warriors' 47-yard line here on the right side of the field. Wind is not happening right now. 6:30, about 6:30 left here in the third.
It's like four wide. False start
on James Fry, it looks like.
Oh, there was a receiver. There were two linemen, one on each side of the line, that all jumped at the same time.
Oh, that's okay.
Take your pick.
Unfortunate. So second and 20 now at the, what's the 47? Now it's going to be the, it should be 47 still. That's how the 50-yard line works. A 48-yard line?
No, that's, yeah, 48.
Okay, 48. There we go. So, second and 20 at the 48-yard line.
5 yards, not six.
20.
Math is hard.
I'll tell you, man.
Four wide again.
Throw it. Pressure,
steps
but ended
up
getting to it.
Oh, just over
trying
James
to get to
Fry's
James
hands.
Fry's hands to the original line of scrimmage. Couldn't quite
over
do
on
it.
The far sideline.
Little bit overthrown, a little bit on the outside, but I think Brandon thought he had a little bit more pressure than he actually did because that defender that was coming in managed to, I think he got kind of shoved down by a lineman.
Well, he also, Brandon had some good awareness there and took a step forward. He's done that a few times here, and we've talked about the other quarterback as well, the backup number 15 for the Warriors. Brandon, I thought, has been doing a great job tonight with that, stepping forward to avoid the sack.
You're absolutely
he's
right.
Back again. Now he's rolling right.
Rolling right, trying to get it out. Can't do it. 78, which is Cody Pfeiffer, was trying to save him from a couple of linemen, but there was three and couldn't quite do it.
Yeah.
So fourth and 29 at our own 48. We got to punt this one, I would imagine, as it's 5:45 left here in the third, and that's what's going
to
happen. The wind is just a little bit. Let's see. The ball
low.
Is low, though. We're going to punt it,
and
then
it
gets out to the 30-yard line, trying to bring him down.
Oh, that was a big
attempt
hit
by Pfeiffer.
Oh,
couldn't quite do it. Finally brought down by number three, number eight, number 61, and number seven.
61 managed. Got caught up in the pushback. That was all three and eight that they both hit him about the same time and drove him back. They were definitely paying attention in tackling practice this week. That was beautiful.
So we got a Hank Ward and Edward Jones first and 10 for the Warriors, as it's been pretty much of a back and forth, pretty steady back and forth here in the third so far, as we are 5:26 left here in the third. Again, all tied up at 14, first and 10 at their own 43-yard line. Warriors are coming out in that same shotgun, two back with him, and we have a whistle. Let's
too
see
wide
what
to
happens.
The right.
Pointing
they to the
are
far
pointing
side.
To number 10 on the Warriors' side. That must be a
what?
Player out of
what?
Position. But now the clock is run out, so are they going
to
so call
they're allowing
delay?
Him to substitute?
I think it's because he wasn't assigned in that position. That's happened a couple times now. And a couple
high
I don't,
snap.
That was a high snap and managed to break through the line. And I think, I wonder if the Hawks were waiting for a whistle because the play clock had run out. But a huge run from the 40 all the way up to the 40. 41-yard line, I guess, is where they're going to mark it.
I don't understand what's going on with the substitutions. The Warriors, now this is about the third time that I've seen the refs kind of put everything on hold, and the Warriors just make a substitution. Like, what's – and the play clock is running down or runs out, and there's no penalty.
So snaps it and just runs it up himself. Quarterback's going to take it up for about 8 yards. So we're all the way up to the 30 now. So that Hank Ward and Edward Jones, first and 10, turns into a second and
two
at the 32-yard line. It is going to be the Hawks' 32-yard line. 4:30 left here. And my understanding, at least what I was kind of hearing before, is that whatever player's there wasn't assigned to that position or something, or doesn't it can't be in that position.
That's on them. They need to get that substitution done within the play clock.
That's what I thought. So I think there's
that's on the team. That's not on the refs.
Interesting. That's going to be a false start
or encroachment. I didn't see who moved.
I think it was a false start. It's from the backfield, though.
False start on the offense.
Second down, moving it back a bit. 4:08 left here in the third at the 32, turns into the 38. So second and 8, I believe, is where we should be.
This is...
Let's see.
I don't know. This officiating is getting quite confusing this week.
So they're still in the huddle. 15 seconds on the play clock here. Okay, here we go.
Too wide to the right.
This game definitely seems a little on the chaotic side as far as not quite sure. That looked like a false start as well, but it wasn't.
No, I don't think so. It was just that kind of
timed it real well.
Yeah, half the line that just has a half a second delay on everything. Well, kind of like the play we watched. We've watched two plays now where one side of the field didn't even realize the ball was snapped.
You're absolutely right. And that's kind of what happened to that last one that I told you about. I mean, when he got that, what was it, that from 40 to 40 yard, that 20 yard gain there was, it just seemed like our defensive line was like, wait a minute, what? Oh, we're playing?
Is this false start or encroachment?
Before the snap, we got some
laundry. Let's see.
Flag just before the ball was snapped.
Just before, so 3:05 here.
Before the whistles were blown.
3:05 here in the third.
Encroachment.
Let's see. Third and 5.
Oh.
Okay. Oh, good grief. Yeah, all right, so third and 1 at the 30.
Well, hopefully they'll get another false start.
This is very interesting. Yeah, it's a little bit back and forth. So third and 1 at the 30. We're all tied up at 14 and 2:48 here. Yeah. In
power
the third.
Formation here under center. Quarterback's going to take it. Yep.
Trying to get a pass.
Push him over the line. Flag.
But there's going to be flag from the back.
From the offensive backfield. Let's take it back again.
Is that going to be a block from the back?
Is there an illegal push? Yeah, I think it's going to be a flag, like an illegal procedure for pushing the quarterback forward.
That's it. Okay. I didn't know that's one.
I'm not.
All right. Tiskus, no go. Assisting the runner or aiding the runner.
So that was the.
Moving back a little bit.
Aiding the runner. So,
yep.
Going to be third and 5 now.
It's an illegal procedure.
Let that defense area.
That works. Can we avoid the flag this time? Uh oh. Creeley's back out there, but he's still limping.
Third and 5 at the 35. It's going to be the Hawks 35, 2:40 left here in the third. 14-14 is the score. Looks like we are in the gun with one back with them, and we have a whistle from the backfield. And it's the same.
It's a substitution again. They're lined up to go in another substitution with 4 seconds. I think they just called delay a game.
All right, this time we do have a delay.
All right, we got the delay of game this time. That's what should happen.
And for those who might
I've been confused with the other times. We've discussed it a few times. We got the delay of game this time, so now it's pushed it back to third and 10 on the Hawks' 40-yard line. We have two wide out to the right, one back, a couple tight ends rolling right to pass. Going to get sacked.
Big.
All right, 66 got a hand on him. 15 broke out of it, and then James Fry came in for the sack.
Gotta love it. So, Jason, I just I pulled headset off there for a moment, so I appreciate you taking over. And I was trying to clarify why this keeps happening, and apparently it's a what's happening in the booth is we believe that it is a equipment issue. So whether it's a knee pad that's not right or something like that.
Something
but
with the helmet chin strap, yeah, maybe,
something
or pads.
Yeah, something. So they say they sub them out. So that's what's happening, is
still
what I'm told.
Be. Okay.
So that's huge, a high snap back, looking to hit. Oh, that's going to be a...
That's going to be rough in the kicker because he fell
goodness.
To the ground.
That was a momentum issue. Number 8, which is James Fry,
came
crashing into the kicker. I know you have very strong opinions on this rule.
Well, that and the person that got run into, what they did after the impact. Sorry, I need to be very careful here so I don't get in trouble. And yes, I do have very strong opinions on this one. I'm sorry, it's
physics.
That's
going to be a personal.
Yep, roughing the kicker is going to be an automatic first.
Oh, my goodness. Unbelievable. So that's just an automatic. So that was.
I believe it's an automatic first. What is it? Wait a minute. What are they doing?
So they're getting the ball back, though, right?
Thought it was. I thought
confused.
That's what I read.
Sorry, folks. Bear with us here.
Okay.
Just one second as we are trying
what are
to.
What doing? Doesn't look like it's on
so
Mac first. They're going to march
the
it off.
Line, marching it off. That's 10 yards. That's 15. That's okay. So 15 yard.
Not an automatic first, but a 15 yard penalty, which
was.
Okay. They do have
first.
They do have first.
So it's an automatic.
Okay, automatic first down, but 15 yards.
From 15 where it kicked?
I think from the spot of the foul.
Well, it can't be from the. Oh, yeah, from the spot
from
of
the spot
foul.
Of the foul where he was.
Okay.
Hit.
All right. So Warriors still have it. It's going to be a Hank Warden Edward Jones.
Just took him a while.
First and 10 as they try to
all
run
right.
it up in the middle.
Looks like you're getting lost
and
maybe a yard.
Stopped right away at the line. Looks like they're going to bring it back 2 yards.
We got a loss on the play, thanks to Kyler Creeley.
So,
it's just and that was Kyler
second
Creeley with the stop.
12 at the 33, 1 minute left here.
Hey, wait, he's
third.
Limping between plays still, but I think that cramp's still getting to him, but he's playing effectively.
So 35-yard line. It's going to be the Hawks 35-yard line. And again, so it was a punt, but because of the
roughing the kicker,
it was an automatic first down.
Yep.
So Warriors
high snap,
with a high snap,
barely hands it off 32.
Trying to break it up.
Oh,
32
man.
Is trying to get out
stepped
of there.
Out of a
couldn't
tackle.
Quite do it and brought down way behind the line of scrimmage for another 4 yard loss. So
please
hey,
keep running backwards.
We'll do it.
Try to run backwards again around everyone.
25 seconds here.
Lost
left.
A few more. In the third. Left in the third. Unless I missed something. Yeah, okay. We're still see a three over there.
You never know. You never know.
I think
so. Third and
18
at the 40. They're probably just seconds. We'll take a.
Yeah.
They're going to do that. So third and 18 at the 40. We're going to switch sides and we're going to take a quick timeout. Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Did you know that the first air conditioner was not created for cooling purposes? It was actually designed to control humidity. Air conditioners have come a long way since then, and they do so much more. The latest Carrier systems not only regulate moisture, they also keep you comfortably cool and improve indoor air quality. If you're in the market for a new air conditioner, ask the team at Grassy Refrigeration for their advanced options from Carrier. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700. You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Welcome back, folks, to Hawks Radio. Interesting series of events have managed to bring us for the Warriors to still have the ball. Again, that roughing the kicker really kind of messed things up as it was 15 yards from the and an automatic first down from the site of the penalty. Right, or the incident, I guess.
Right, so the from the spot of the foul.
Spot of
which
foul,
is where
there
the
we go.
Kicker was hit and knocked down. So with the running into the kicker would stay upright. He fell down to the ground. That is roughing the kicker, which is a personal foul. That's going to be an automatic first down, 15 yards from the spot of the foul. So from where the kicker was hit and knocked down, you get that 15 yards. And so that's where we are now. But we had the I'm not sure what they were trying to run there, but he kept running backwards and around everybody. Dropped them back 8 yards. So we're 3rd and 18 on the Hawks 40.
All right.
Snap.
Looking to throw it, and there's a lot of pressure. Gutierrez with the sack and managed
coverage
to, my goodness. Who was that? It looks like number 18, which is Zuniga. Elijah Zuniga slipped.
As he turned around to try to get back to the receiver.
Unfortunate, because that ball was just a floater as it just handed right on down, man.
Slipped and got back there. He could have reached over top and batted it down.
Mm-hmm. So big first down there as we're all the way to the 14-yard line now. First and excuse me.
You all right?
Yeah, first and 10, which is a Hank Warden, Edward Jones first down. 11:30 here left in this ball game, all tied up at 14. We are in the red zone here for the Warriors. Pitch left, going to take it on the far side, trying to bring him down, shedding some tackles around. Does he do it? He's in there for a touchdown. So that was going to be a big 14-yard run at 11:17 in quarter four here. That was going to be a pitch to the running back. And that was a run left.
1-4-3, 1-9. Yeah, so I saw him spinning around there a lot around the within the 5-yard line. So he was getting hit, but when he started spinning, it makes it a little tough to kind of wrap that up, and just couldn't get enough guys on him, enough time to stop him from getting in the end zone.
So
there's extra point. Kick is up. Almost got a hand on it, but it went through right in the middle.
That's going to be
good.
Extra 7 points there. So we are 14-21 as the Warriors are ahead. We'll see what happens after this. Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Hopper Specialty Meats is Walla Walla's newest retail butcher shop. We specialize in traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and smoked in our state-of-the-art smokehouse. Hopper Specialty Meats draws from American and Northern European traditions. We make classic charcuterie and old-world sausage with real wood smoke. If you really want to know how the sausage is made, well, our cutting room is visible right from the retail shop. Hopper Specialty Meats, 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Walla Walla.
Welcome back, folks. I'm Danny Van Vliet and Jason Watson here. I don't know why I knew I was coming back, but I wanted to take a drink of my drink anyways. Excuse me. Okay.
You could have just told me to handle it.
You know,
okay.
That's fine.
I know,
fine.
You don't trust
that's
me.
All right. 11:17 here in the ball game.
I wouldn't trust me.
Hawks are about to receive. Looks like 45.
He has plenty of time.
Which
Kick
is
still Brit
Hop
the football.
Is slowly getting onto the field. There we go. We're all settled up, and they're going to be taking
there
it from
is,
the far side the hash mark as the wind is whipping towards the far side. Let's see. They kick it, and it is going to bounce out. Yeah, that wind,
let it go
man.
Out. Let it go out. There's
yeah.
the flag.
It went out, so that's going to be the 35-yard line. Interesting approach.
Someone got flipped
to kick
upside
it
down
on
over
the,
on the far side.
To kick it on the far side when that wind, I mean, that.
I was looking at started the
flag,
game, and
man.
They've been doing the rest of them.
That flag was straight.
Yeah.
Straight out, man. That was a huge gust of wind right as I kicked that ball. So first and 10 at the 35, which
illegal
is a Hank Warden, Edward Jones. First and 10 for the Hawks. Let's see if they can get a little more momentum going because they're down by 7. This has been the closest game so far and the most evenly matched game so far of the season. Not too shabby.
Looks like they're bringing a blitz on the right side.
Looks like going to be a quick pitch
tossed
left the far side. Fry's going to fry. Going to take it up, and he is
He's just
out of bounds.
Just shy of a first, I think.
Yeah. About 1 yard shy of that.
So that was a very similar play to the one we were talking about at halftime. I think there was a running back on each side of the quarterback on that one. But, again, it looked like they were handing it off to, I'm guessing, Brett Hopp or, yeah, Creeley's on the sideline.
Yeah, I think it was
Brett
Hopp.
But it was a little, instead of a pass, that was a quick little pitch over to Fry, James Fry running right.
So second
go,
and one.
Hand it off to somebody
right
up the middle.
The middle.
Whoa, James
Fry's
take
still
going
out. Oh, baby, all the way to the 40. Wow, from the 44 to the 40. 11 minutes left here. First and 10, which is a Hank Gordon, Edward Jones. First down at the about 41-yard line. Whew, that's the kind of momentum I'm talking about, Jason. This
Again,
is the big
notice.
Moment that's going to make a difference in this game.
Where did he run? Did he go outside or was he up the middle?
Straight up the middle. Let's see what he does. Fry's going to have it.
I think
quite
he
sure.
was trying to pitch it out to James.
That's what was happening, huh? Because he
looked,
what it looked
like
a deer caught in headlights.
He's got no gain on the play, second and one.
Fry. Brandon Fry. He's a little shook up.
He looked a little shook up for a minute, yeah. But, man, he got whipped around there, and he just looked like a deer caught in headlights, like he was trying to figure out who to pitch it to, but couldn't see who it was.
The defender was coming, and I think he was trying to decide, you know, am I pitching it or not? And he looked like he started to, but then realized this is going to get deflected or possibly turn into a fumble and held on to it, took the loss.
Second and 14 at the 41. No, it's going to be obviously not the 41.
Hand off, Fry run left.
Going to be taking it up to about the
original
line of scrimmage. So now we're about the 41-yard line. So it should be about 3rd and 10, 9:40 left here in the ball game as we're going to see here with a new strategy. I'm liking those runs up the middle, man. We're making things happen, but it might be time to maybe try another pass or a bit of a play action.
Looks like Logan.
Going on.
Logan Hafen's back in there. So maybe they are going to try a pass.
Looks like they're going in the same formation here. Looks like Fry and Brett Hopp
is
going to be
slot to the right.
In with them. Looking to throw. They are.
Yep.
Scrambled out. Right side.
Come on, James. Come on. He's going for
it. Taking it across. That's going to be a first down.
No, ball.
And the ball
came out. I think he was down. Nope.
Are they going to mark it? They're going to call it a turnover.
Calling it a fumble.
Oh, jeez. I'll tell you what, I wasn't too sure. I really thought he might have been down. I thought he slid, but I don't think he did, I guess, huh? He managed to get past
that
first down marker, though, so it was a good run. Interesting, I'm not quite sure, because looking on the near side while he was scrambling out, I took a quick look on the near side, and I thought I saw number three, Logan Hafen, actually kind of open on the near side around the first down mark, around the 30, 35.
Yeah, but
and,
I think he was being chased out.
But he was
right
being chased
him.
Out that I don't think he was able to do a quick glance.
Because
he definitely had some receivers, but couldn't quite do it. So he took
they
it out
were on
himself,
the other side of the field,
and
his back was to him.
And just kind of, unfortunately,
well,
popped on out.
Looking for a call.
So 8:56 here, first and 10 at the 30.
I think coach is asking for what? I think he's asking for an explanation on the fumble.
Yeah, I think that's one of those situations that you wish you had a red flag to throw out there.
Would be nice. Because I thought a knee was down. I think coach thought so, too.
He's got
like quarterback
run it right up through
it.
The middle. A little bit of a quarterback action there. No gain. So a Hank Gordon, Edward Jones first down turns into a second and 10 with 8:40 left here. And the clock running down. Again, 14-21 with your score. Hawks trailing by 7. So they got to be just trying to eat the clock, obviously, at this point, with how things have been playing. Try to get it, try to run it.
Is on somebody's car or is the bassist over there playing?
I was wondering that myself. A lot of vibration
like
happening up
some
here.
Blitz.
Looks like they are going to run it.
Oh,
a lot of
get
pressure
them.
There. About 5-yard loss there. I like to see that.
Looks like.
So
Pfeiffer
8 minutes
and
left.
Fry, that is. Jace Pfeiffer and James Fry back there to bring that
third and 14 now
at
the 26.
Boy, they weren't disguising that at all.
I think it's
going to
be 25, actually.
They both went back there. And
so
third and 15, I think, is what we're looking at.
The ball's on the 25.
Looking to
right.
Throw it near side, and it's going to be up through the middle.
All right.
A little past the original line of scrimmage. That's going to be a fourth and probably eight now, fourth and eight, or maybe fourth and nine.
Was Cody Pfeiffer able to chase him down and stop him?
They gave him way more than I thought, so that's going to be like a fourth and seven? Yeah, fourth and seven at the 33.
This
is going to be their own 37-yard line, so they are pretty deep. Are they going to punt
this
one? You think so? Yeah, 7 minutes
left. They have the lead. They're just about their own 30-yard line. Yeah, you want to punt the ball
here. You
want
to get this out of here, right?
You want to get it away. You don't want to take that chance. Short punt.
It is short, but
they're
going to
let it bounce. About the
snap was actually on target 40. This time, which was helpful for them. And the wind was really whipping, though, but managed to get it down there pretty far, all the way to the 40. So,
40 is a good spot to start.
Yeah, not too shabby there. That's going to be the word of the night, I'm thinking, is not too shabby.
Yeah. Good phrase.
I'll dig it.
Sure.
6:43 left here in the ballgame. It's going to be a Hank Ward and Edward Jones first down, which, and myself, I think that's not too shabby. Okay, I'm done.
Here we go.
I swear. You see what they did here?
Oh, John Madden's back. All right.
What they should have done is kick the ball and just get the ball.
Hey, you know what? Stick with the Simpsons references.
My bad. All right, my bad. 14-21, 6:43. First and 10 at the 40. Going to take it. Going to throw it. Big throw up to 7.
Geese.
And Geese couldn't come up with it as it was way above his head and out.
And it looked like he slowed down a little bit, thinking the ball was going to come up shorter. And
I think I wonder if this is where we talk about, like I said, the last couple games, Fry has been throwing harder. And I wonder if they're just not quite used to the timing of it, maybe, because I'm seeing some of those happen a little bit. I don't know, though.
There are
That's
a lot
my
of things.
Theory.
Could be timing.
Running
be...
right up through the middle, Fry to Fry action's going to take it. Are they going to give him the momentum because he comes out of
he
it?
He got thrown about 3 yards.
But his knee never touched until there.
Until he hit the line.
Until they're going to.
Now they're going to put it a yard short.
Yeah, they're going to give it a yard short. I'll take it. Because he was brought down. I mean,
closer
first contact
others.
About 5 yards up, and then he was thrown an additional 4 yards. 6:14, the clock winded down. Third and one at the 49. Let's see. Quick snap. Looking to throw it. Handoff right up the middle. Brett Hopp is going to muscle
That's
through.
That's a first.
That's going to be a first down. So we have a Hank Warden, Edward Jones first and 10, and a lot of whistles. Okay, I was wondering if there's going to be
a flag.
Looked
like someone stripped the ball, but they'd already whistled it dead. So they were... They were trying to tell the defender there that had his arms on the ball, hey, buddy, it was down. It's
keep
over.
Keep it calm there, Cujo. Calm down. So first and 10 one. At the 50-yard line. 5:50 left here in the ball game. We're down by 7. Jason, what's the plan here? We're down by 7. What do we got? What do we got to do?
Go. Looks like Geese is coming out in substitution. That is Elijah Zuniga in for him on the near sideline. It looks like they're going to
look at run it right
out
of the middle.
Fry's
going to take it again and whipped all the way around.
Getting spun around a couple times.
Down, baby. Oh, yeah, for about 11-yard, 12-yard run.
Every one of these has been a run. If not between the tackles, right outside the tackles, off tackle.
You're absolutely
not hitting the slot, not hitting the flat. I'd like to see him keep that going.
Oh, absolutely.
Going back and forth between James Fry and Breithaupt. Hand it off and keep it in that area, that space of the offensive line.
5:25,
because that's where we're having success.
Here
it goes
right
again, now
to
the left.
So that Hank Gordon, Edward Jones, first down turns into a second and about 5.
And that one went right behind the left guard. Again, inside the tackles, we got a big run.
I think second and 6 is what we're going to have. 5:03 left here on the clock.
5 from where the ball is, but
where the ball is, it's 2nd and 5. Where the marker is second and 6. I'll take the 5. All right, from the same formation we're doing all night long. Motion from near side I'm sorry, far side to near side. Piper's going to take it.
Red Hop's
going to take it right up the middle. Piper was the one in motion, and no gain on the play. Maybe an inch. It's going to be third and one. Yeah, 1 yard gain. So now it's going to be third and five.
Third and four.
Is it going to be third and four?
All right. Third and four.
Okay. That doesn't – okay.
Not quite a full yard, but
– I'll give it to him. Okay, so 4:15 here, down by seven. The running game right up the middle has been working, and I love to see it. Let's see what happens now. Motion.
I'd like to see
same
a quick
play.
Slant pass.
And it's going to be a throw. Quick
little
throw
curl
to three. He's going to take it
all
for
right, Logan.
A first down. Logan does a
that was a short little about 5 yard curl.
And
route.
He was wide open.
Just went up five. Quick curl. The defensive back thought he was going to keep running down the sideline, and so he got some separation there. Nice and open. Beautiful catch.
And
looks like
Jones,
he's staying
first
in.
Down,
so
baby.
Hopefully he's feeling better.
First and 10 at the 26. Going to be knocking on the door of that red zone at 3:45 left here. Running
and
it right
off
up through the middle.
James
a little
Fry
bit of a
again.
Fake play action, but he's running it right up the middle for a gain of about
got a yard or two.
Two? I want to say it's two,
maybe.
But I don't think so. Oh, it's going to be two.
Yep.
Hey.
Hey, we got
hey.
Two.
Second and eight. Second and eight is what we're looking at.
On the 25, the Warriors' 25-yard line.
Let's
so I would
see.
Like to see them get moving a little bit quicker, because what I'm worried about is tying this up. I really don't want to have to go for two. I would like to see them tie it up and get it back, but I just don't think we have time for that.
So looking it back, he's going to throw it. He's going to scramble out of the near side, tries to get
two.
It out. Oh, my goodness, what a huge diving!
Hit. Jace Piper, the
yeah,
tight
baby.
End, on the near sideline, right about the
up.
Numbers at the what is that, the 5 yard line,
6 yard line. Oh my goodness!
I want to see some more throws to
Dane
Jace.
Gordon, Edward Jones, first down at 2:53 here, first and 10.
Because when they do get it to him,
first and goal at
first
the
and goal. When they do get it to Jace Piper, he's been very reliable.
Looking to run it. No, he's going
to
pitch it back to the
James to the right, and we're going
to
lose.
Ryan DeFry's going to pitch it, and we're going to get back to about the 9?
No, that's
no
be
I'm sorry.
The
that's going to be the
14.
12? Oh, it's going to be the 14. Okay. Oof.
Second and goal on the Warriors' 14-yard line.
Boy, we are close.
2:23 left. Clock's rolling. We need to hurry this up.
Second and 14.
Kicker's over here warming up, but I'm young man, I don't think you're going to get a chance. I think if we can get the touchdown, coach is going to go for two.
Whistle.
I'm thinking we're going to have a timeout.
Is that going to be a timeout? It is going to be a timeout. We're going to take timeout here, too. We're down by
Hawks
seven.
Timeout.
2:04 left here in the ball game. Second and 14. We'll see you in a minute. Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Visit the Union Bulletin on your favorite device to see local sports stories and photography, plus the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Welcome back, folks. 2:04 left here in the ball game. Second 14 at the 14-yard line for the Hawks. Closest we've been. We could smell it. We could taste it. And the Hawks won it.
Not
let me tell you.
Closest to winning?
Well, closest
I think
to
last week was closest.
Closest
it was
to
two
being
points.
In a game.
Come on.
Well,
it's 2 points.
Well, yeah, but it's not wasn't as exciting.
Yeah, it was. What game were you watching?
I don't know. I don't remember. I don't remember these things.
2 point game, not exciting. What's,
nope.
All right, they're lined up. Jace Pfeiffer's in the slot on the near side. What are we gonna do? I think they're gonna run it.
I'm thinking so.
Please quit shifting over there.
Trying to pull him and looking to throw it. I hear a whistle, but that's going to be
whistle.
Thrown
I thought
down.
I saw a flag, but it was something. I think someone in the stands threw up in the air.
I thought I heard a whistle, though, as a stoppage, but I guess not. So it's going to be a 3rd and 14 now.
Yeah, I thought I heard one, too, and I thought it was going to stop, but.
Ball got thrown down, so it's going to be a minute.
Too heavy with the whistle in his mouth? I don't.
Minute 58 here, 3rd and 14.
There's a flag over on the far side.
There is a flag. Okay, I was like, I'm not crazy.
But I thought I saw it on this side. Grounding, intentional grounding.
Flag looks like intentional grounding. Loss of down and we'll bring him back a little bit.
So,
I guess a quarterback threw to try to avoid a sack and couldn't get it close enough to a receiver down the field.
3rd and 21 now at the 21-yard line.
1:58 left in the game.
We're back a little further now.
And we're going to be at the 26-yard
line. So 3rd and 26.
We need to throw it now, no question.
At the 26.
I'd line up in that four wide. Another flag. I think it's going to be encroachment
or
false start.
Throw. Number 7 is going to get it. That's going to be about 10 yards. So Geese picks it up. Let's see what happens because there is a flag on the play.
Only thing I can think of is holding because there was no one. That whole area of the field right there on this near side for 10 yards from the line of scrimmage was clear of people. Only thing I can think of is the official on this near side saw someone hold on the left side of the line. Yeah, they're facing the offense, so false start. Declined. 4th down.
Oh, my goodness.
Legal formation declined. It will be 4th and long.
So, legal formation.
Legal formation. Okay.
Interesting.
That's what the announcer said.
All right. So, 4th and 21 at the 21. 1:40 left. We're down by 7. Oh, boy. I'm feeling it. I'm feeling nervous here.
I like to see the. Okay, they're going 4 wide, 2 on each side.
4 wide.
Like Brett
Hoff's
the only one in the backfield with the quarterback.
Looking to throw, scrambling. Oh my goodness!
Sack.
He's down for a sack.
Nope.
Ball might
he
be
threw
loose.
It out,
nope.
But
he threw it out, but no dice.
It's incomplete.
Okay. Flag is down
flag.
And out.
I think they're going to try saying it's a. They're either going to say holding or another grounding.
I wonder if they were going to do a. Probably a grounding on that, right?
From the left. Yep. Intentional grounding.
Ah, oh, jeez.
Man, the ref didn't even put any effort in that one. Instead of both arms, just one. Eh.
That's interesting.
Turnover on downs.
I mean, I'm not really sure how it could be an intentional grounding on that when it was...
He was falling down.
When he was falling down and it was an active throw. I guess I need to understand that a little more because I don't...
My understanding is if the quarterback's rolling outside the tackles, then... It doesn't need to be within so many yards of the receiver. You can throw it away. Now, I thought he was outside the tackle on both of those, but from this angle, it's really tough to see because I was on the far side.
Yeah.
The only thing I think of is he didn't get outside the tackle and before he let go of it, but like I said, to me, it looked like it. I can't tell. They're just going to run the
They're
ball
just running
and,
it right
run
up
the clock.
To the middle there. And manages to get about 5 yards. So it's a Hank Warden, Edward Jones, 1st and 10. Turns into a 2nd and 5, probably about 1:07 as the clock continues to wind. Well, actually, it's a timeout, it looks like.
Yeah, coach is going to call a timeout, trying to
coach
save
John.
Some time to see if we can force a turnover or get the ball, stop them, be able to get the ball back with some time.
Yeah, I do believe they do call a timeout on this. This is
they're running the
all
clock,
sorts
stop
of
the clock. What's
running it, stopping it? Okay, they're bringing them in. We're going to take a quick timeout to Hawks Radio 102.3 FM KGDC2.
We call another timeout? What?
You've worked hard to make it beautiful. Now get your yard ready for colder weather. L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store in Walla Walla, carries rakes, fall fertilizers, lawn bags, tarps, everything you need to keep your yard looking nice through the winter. Plus, find a great selection of men's and women's Carhartt clothing. Remember to pick up a bag of Science Diet dog or cat food for your furry friends. Ask about weekly specials as well. Stop in today, L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store off Taussig Way. A trusted name in the Walla Walla Valley, it's L&G Ranch Supply.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Welcome back, folks. Danny Bibley joined by Jason Watson. It is 14-21. It's 3rd and 10 at the 35-yard line. And it is 2nd and 5. I'm not going to look at the board. That was confusing. Excuse me. So sidelines, sticks are saying 2nd and 5, 2nd and 4. 107 left here in the ball game. Hawks are down by 7. Momentum, boy, we were close, Jason, and now I think it's just going to be a game of how fast can we run out this clock for the Warriors as they hold on to a 7-14 lead.
You mean 7-point lead, 21-14?
Sure.
Said 7-14 lead. I mean...
Oh, yeah,
The score is 21-14. Warriors, 7-point lead, by the way.
There you go.
It's all right.
This is why we pay you for the big bucks.
You see what I should have said?
Big bucks, they're lining up in a powerful. They're just trying to run the clock out. They might even take a knee. They're just trying to run more time. Yep. And I think he got the first. Looks like they're going to give it to him on
the
Warriors 40-yard line. That's where they're spotting it.
So that's going to be a Hank Warden, Edward Jones first down.
Coach calls another timeout for the Hawks.
And that's going to be a timeout. So I guess we're going to take a timeout. You're listening to Hawks Radio. It's going to be a first down at the 40-yard line. Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
As a KGDC listener, you already know about our efforts to redeem the culture with top-quality news talk programs and the finest radio features like Breakpoint and the Focus on the Family Minute. If you're a business owner as well, consider advertising on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM and KGDC 2 102.3 FM. Sponsoring our exclusive football coverage for the Wahai Blue Devils, the College Place Hawks, and the DeSales Fighting Irish will grow your business. To learn more, call 386-7117. That's 386-7117. You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Welcome back, folks. Danny Bibley joined by Jason Watson here for the final minute of the ball game with your Hawks against the Warriors as the Hawks are down by 7. The score, 21-14. See, Jason, I got it right that time.
Good job.
1st and 10 at the 40-yard line. It's going to be the Warriors' 40-yard line. And I'm assuming we're just going power run here again if they don't kneel it.
No, it looks like they're in the victory formation. They're going to take a knee.
Yep, there we go. So we're going to run the clock out
I do believe we're out of time. I don't think we have another timeout to spend.
And they have to...
Are they moving the ball back?
I guess that's a... Is that a penalty?
Be
no.
Sure to tune in to KGDC 102.3 FM.
Stick just moved 2 yards back. That makes sense. That was weird, but it looked like the ref was starting to march off 5 yards.
It sure did. That's going to be encouragement.
Luis Gutierrez gets a little excited trying to get in there and break up the snap.
Darn it, sir. 25 seconds left. That's all right. So, that's going to be about it, I think. As it's 2nd and 7, it's 43. Clock's running through now. 21 seconds. They'll get one snap on.
If they even do that, the game clock's about half a second ahead of the play clock, so I don't think they're even lining up to snap it. You're just standing there waiting for the clock to run out. I think we're done, unfortunately. Yep.
Yep, they're Everyone's doing that. Up. So, final score tonight, 21-14. That was a loss. That's going to be another loss for us, unfortunately. We're going to do a whole recap
We're going to do thoughts of the game. We might even get a player up here to have a conversation. Stick around, folks, for our post-game show. I'm Danny Van Vliet, joined by Jason Watson. And rough night for the Hawks. We'll tell you all about it. See you on the other side. Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of products and services to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Give security, peace of mind, and so much more with a gate from Doyle Electric. Whether you need added security for your community, home, or business, a gate will enhance your security and is convenient. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Whether you know of us through positive online reviews or recommendations from friends, our team at American Air Heating and Cooling is eager to make you our next satisfied customer. We're pleased to offer planned maintenance, field repairs, and air quality improvements. We are your one and only authorized train dealer in the Walla Walla Valley. It's hard to stop a train. Visit us online at wallawallaair.com. Call American Air Heating and Cooling today at 509-525-1339. That's 525-1339.
It's not until our car breaks down that it hits home just how dependent we are on horseless carriages. With car engines lasting longer than ever, car transmission repair or replacement is also more common than ever. If you're in need of having your transmission repaired or replaced, we can help you. Hello, Walla Walla. I'm Julie Doty. My husband Zach and his crew at Walla Walla Transmission are known for quality service and reliability. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Hey, welcome back, folks. Danny Van Vliet joined by Jason Watson, and you are listening to the official post-game show of your Hawks for the Hawks Radio here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2. Jason, I thought it was a very exciting game. I really did. Let's talk about
scoring summary.
Yeah, the scoring summary really is what I would like to talk about.
Really long, and I don't know if we have time for this. So the only score in the second half was the Waluke. I almost said Wapato. The Waluke run to the left side. I think it was about 14 yards or so.
Mm-hmm.
Got a touchdown. Had a good PAT, and yeah, that put us, that was at 11-17 in the fourth quarter. So first minute of the fourth quarter, put up the Warriors 21-14, and that's the way the rest of the game went. I mean, the entire second half was just back and forth with turnovers, or no one could really get too far. They'd get a first down or two and then have to punt. And then a lot of, it seemed like it started with the Warriors getting a lot of penalties. And then we had a space in there where it was they'd get a penalty and move back. Then we'd draw a penalty and it'd move forward. And then the next play, they'd get a penalty. And then at the end there, it was just I think their defense finally figured things out. And, it unfortunately kept us from moving forward. And we had several penalties on our team, some that I didn't feel were the best calls, but – you know, that's not what I'm paid to do.
It was an interesting game because it was kind of I feel like it was probably one of the most confusing nights that we've ever experienced calling these last two seasons, of just not only confusion from the sticks to the teams to the refs. There was some cross communication going on.
There was,
man,
confusion everywhere, especially for Waluke in the beginning of the first half. Seemed like they had a lot of confusion, a little bit in the third quarter, just between the field and the sidelines, and then there was the officials and the stuff with the, you know, it was explained to us as, oh, well, it's an equipment issue, and I'm thinking, it I don't know, I want to talk bad about anybody, but was it? I mean, to me, from here, it looked like substitutions, but
well, and that's
and
the
there
thing,
was the
but
one time,
but it was
it happened
wasn't,
three or four times before,
but it wasn't
and the
coaches coach
on
that
the
was,
sidelines, and everybody up here is going, why the play clock ran out? Why is there no flag?
But the thing is that's interesting about those is that it wasn't the coach that was demanding the switch or the coach that was trying to do the switch. It was the ref.
I don't know. I mean,
that made the motion and blew the whistle or stopped it for that switch to happen. And it's like, because everybody was confused. Mm-hmm. It seemed like everyone
the player
on the field
leaving
was
the field,
like,
the player
what?
Coming oh. on the field, the coaches on both sidelines, everyone up here in the booth. It was just, I don't know what's going on with those. It happened several times throughout the game. And the last time it happened, there was the delay of game call, which, you know, we're hearing fans, coaches, people on either side of the box going, what is going on here? Throwing their hands up.
Well, and that one, you know, it ran out. It was probably like at 2 seconds. The ref is like, hey, do the switch. And the switch happens. Mm-hmm. And then that switch happens. The clock runs out because it was at 2 seconds. And they wait another probably 6 seconds, 5 seconds before they ever snap the ball. So, and that's the one where we were really like, are you just going to let that happen? What's going on here? This is kind of where I was talking about. It's just, it was a bit of a confusing game. I think that I really didn't like those grounding calls, intentional grounding. I think that was
there was one I could see it
potentially.
He was definitely very close to being right behind the tackle, right? So the tackles are the offensive linemen out on the ends on either side of the line, right? The first one that happened, though, I mean, it looked to me like he was over on the flat almost to the numbers when the ball came out, and I'm thinking he's way beyond the tackle. That, I mean, from what I've read, from what I've seen in games, my understanding is you could throw the ball away there. And we saw – the thing that really frustrates me is I saw the same thing happen with the other team.
Yeah.
And there were no intentional grounding calls. So it's whichever way you want to go with it, I don't care. Just – I want to see consistency.
And
I don't felt like we had that on a lot of the calls.
Yeah.
On both sides. I'm not just saying that, oh, hey, it was favoritism to one team or not. I mean, it seemed like there was a lot of inconsistency in the calls on plays on both teams.
And that's exactly where, you know, I wanted to kind of go with you on that. I know that
confusion.
There was some, and you know, we had that horrible you know, like you said, the horse collar, is that what you're saying? Before, there was a couple times that we were seeing that, and, you know, a Warriors player comes off of it, but, hey, man, you just jerked the player. Well, I was on a run, you know,
in reading the rule book, right, because I went through that last week, that was one of the things I remember specifically seeing, is it does say that if you know, if it's your hand gets caught and you immediately let go, it is at the discretion of the refs. And I felt that was a good call, and that he realized his hand was on the collar. It jerked him back just a little bit. And once he realized that was happening, he let go. Okay. That's good. But there was another one. So that was after the actual first horse collar call. There was another one after switching sides of the field and going from our right to left that was very clear to happen on the far side, right about the place the first one did, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
No call. None at all. Now, the second one where it was the quick let go, I mean, even if they called it, if I'm not mistaken, that play I was looking at and I'm going, well, I mean, we got the first down anyway and we got more yards than we would from the penalty, so what do I care? But over on the far side, that really would have helped us. And instead of a flag on the defense, there was, I think, a holding call on the offense. And I'm thinking, well, you know, if you threw the other flag for the horse collar, offsetting, or okay, move it back 10, then move it forward 15.
Yeah.
You know, it would have been beneficial in that sense. And it, I mean, that could be just for whatever reason the ref didn't see it. They weren't facing the right way. There was someone between them and the person getting tackled. You know, another official didn't have the right angle. I don't know. I know what I could see from up here. You know, there are a lot of things that could contribute to it, but it just seemed, again, from our vantage point, that there were a lot of inconsistencies throughout the game, just in the officiating, and that caused a lot of confusion all the way around.
Mm-hmm. You're absolutely right.
It's not my job. I'm not down there on the field doing it, so I can't say with any real authority what's going on.
You're absolutely right. Well, we're going to talk about a little bit more on hopefully we'll get a player up here.
They're starting to come this
if
way.
If not,
hopefully we'll get one.
We're going to have a little bit more of a wrap up, and we'll see you on the other side. Stick around. We got a few more things for you. Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Is your heating and cooling system letting you down? Is it too hot in the summer and too cold in the winter? Hi, I'm Terry with Total Comfort Solutions, and we hear this a lot. Older systems are costly to run and very unreliable. Here at Total Comfort Solutions, we have just the fix. High efficient, reliable heating and cooling systems for as low as $130 per month. Act now, and we can even throw in some rebate money. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
Like humans, poor dental health in pets can lead to bad breath, tooth loss, infections, malnutrition, and a host of other medical problems. Your veterinarian can show you how to keep your pet's teeth clean and healthy, as well as provide dental care when it is needed. Make regular dental care a part of a comprehensive health care plan for your pets today. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Hi, this is Justin Tubner, General Manager of Walla Walla Toyota. All of our new and used vehicles are priced to drive the Metro dealers nuts. They can't compete with our prices. The reason is simple. Their real estate is 3 times more expensive than ours. At Walla Walla Toyota, you get the small town friendly treatment you deserve at a price the Metro dealers can't touch. Come visit us at Walla Walla Toyota, where the answer is yes, and cars, kindness, and community is what we're all about.
Wilbur and Melrose in Walla Walla's Eastgate.
Calling all fall fanatics, the new DQ Fall Treat Menu is here. Enjoy the new Caramel Toffee Cookie Blizzard Treat, made with a mesmerizing mix of chewy cookie pieces, toffee, and caramel. Or taste the return of the Pumpkin Pie Blizzard Treat, made with real pumpkin pie pieces. And shake it up this season with the new Maple Cookie Shake, blended with maple cookie crumbles. What are you waiting for? Try the DQ Fall Treat Menu before autumn's over. Get them delivered in the DQ app, where happy tastes good.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Welcome back, folks, to the post-game show. Danny Van Vliet joined by Jason Watson. And looks like we're not going to get a player this game, but we'll hope to get you one next game. Jason, real quick.
I think pregame when I'm talking to him, I'm just going to start flagging down Luis Gutierrez. Like, hey, man, come on back up when you're done.
There you go, man. You know what? Let's just do a little bit more of. We kind of covered everything we wanted to cover in the first round. Let's do play and player. What do we got?
Play of the game. Oh boy,
that was loud. Sorry, hope you didn't hear that.
You know, there was a big interception there in the fourth quarter. Hold on. Let me get my notes. We had. Oh no, it was the third. It was the third. Third quarter. So we threw an interception, and then two plays later, Gutierrez, actually right in the middle.
Yep.
Who's usually your nose tackle. He's filling in for Hafen.
Hafen, yeah.
Hayden. Right. It's one of the middle linebacker spots, and real quick, he got his hands up and got that interception to get the ball right back. That was with 7:18 left in the third, and so I'm thinking, I like that one. I like the defense. I like the interception.
All right, I'm gonna go. Let's see, player. So who's your player? Or were you thinking
about
it?
I was just thinking, I think I know what play you're going to choose. I just remembered. I think for player, I'm going to have to go with Brandon Frye, the quarterback.
Yeah.
Right, because he had the two touchdowns. He had that one. He extended and then ran in over here, the last one they got.
Mm-hmm.
I thought he did really well tonight. Of course, he had his hiccups, but I think this was probably his best game.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely right.
So
absolutely right.
I'd give him the game ball.
And you know, I'm going to agree with you on that for certain, because he had two. Let's see, he had one touchdown that was his. He ran it in for 20 yards, a 20-yard run-in touchdown, because he scrambled out with a lot of pressure, say the least. And he also threw in for a pass to Hafen, top right corner for the first one there. So definitely going to give him the game ball play of the game. I think it might be this last play, real close, that diving catch by
Jace Pfeiffer.
Tight end. That tight end diving catch was, boy, on the money, man.
Well, since you didn't take it, I think I'll change my mind to I like the Brandon Frye run, the scramble that turned into the run.
I was wondering if you were doing,
Yeah, because when you first asked me, I was all of a sudden just drawing a blank. As soon
it's
as I said it, I'm
I
thinking,
the same thing.
no, I think that was a big one too, because it just, there were issues driving the ball down the field. I mean, they did it methodically and stuff and got down there, but there were definitely some issues and penalties and back and forth as we've seen through the whole game. But, just that scrambling out and being able to, you know, recognize, hey, I have room to run, instead of just automatically getting the first and running out of bounds and going for it. I think that one was great. And I did like the Jace Pfeiffer catch over here. I really want to see him get involved in the passing game some more. I think a lot of it is the routes he's running and the coverages he's getting and the quarterback being flushed out, not getting a chance to really see him. But there were several times he was open and the ball did not get to him for various
reasons.
Magic
has been able to happen when he gets the ball. When he gets an opportunity.
When it gets thrown
his
way, he comes up with it more than not. And usually it's a big game.
It's been impressive. So I'd love to see that more next week.
Hold on, real quick.
Okay.
What do you think is most improved?
Ooh. Oh,
most improved.
Man.
All aspects of the game.
Most improved.
For the Hawks.
I have to go with the running game.
I think the tackling.
Really? Okay. Well, I guess compared to last week, for sure.
Compared to all the weeks.
Oh, yeah.
Especially last week, but the tackling, I mean, there were a few, people were breaking out of stuff, but it wasn't the wide open stuff we've seen previous weeks.
That's true.
They worked on that a lot this week,
and
they had tighter coverage, better assignments, but more so the tackling. We weren't taking half the defense to get a tackle. Two or three people, we're driving people down, and good, fundamental, sound tackles. There were some hard hits there.
There was hard hits.
Textbook
tonight,
tackles.
Yeah. You're right about that. That is a good point. You know, I wanted to say runs just because it's consistently tonight. And, you know, I really talked about Brandon Frye being really improving not only his heads-up ability in the pocket and being able to get out of things, but also his arm. His throws have really improved throughout the season. So I think overall I want to give him a freaking high five or five stars or whatever we want to call this, because he really did do some major improvements. But I think overall, running this game, running-wise, consecutively, at least as long as we were going up the middle, we couldn't do the sweeps. But if we were doing something up in the middle,
if we were doing
something
around the tackles,
something around the tackles, at least 6 yards every time, just about.
Yeah.
And it consecutively. If not 10 to 12. Yeah, 10 to 15.
Consistently.
So it's pretty impressive.
That was nice to see, too. So definitely have some improvement. Hopefully next week we can get our first win.
Speaking of which, next week we're going to be on the road, Natchez Valley. So if you don't want to make the drive, folks, we're going to do it for you. Tune in, Hawks Radio, and we will make sure you can listen to us on the dial at 102.3 FM, or you can go and listen to us online, or heck, make the drive with us and hang out, and should be a lot of fun.
Big caravan going.
Gonna be a nice, cool evening, as it's gonna be Friday, October 17th at 7 p.m. That's gonna be Natchez Valley High School, and that is
gonna be cool. We're at the base of those mountains.
That's gonna be nice.
It
is what gonna be almost two and a half hour drive, something like that. So. It's a little up past Yakima there. So, and then we got the Kai Benton High School. It's going to be here. The Bears are going to be here for senior night. And then we wrap up the season on October 30th, which is a Thursday, against Zilla. So, hang out with us next week. Once again, Natchez Valley, Friday, October 17th at 7 p.m. For myself, Danny Van Vliet, Jason Watson, from the producers back at the studio, Sebastian and Jude, you're listening to Hawks Radio, 102.3 FM, KGDC2. Have a good night.
You've been listening to exclusive coverage of College Place High School Hawks football on 102.3 FM KGDC2. Join us again next time for Hawks Radio, right here on Walla Walla's KGDC2. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming.